Rose World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor that you bestowed upon me. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out into the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind me. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it is put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let one of my enemies be kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got.
Because who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
Meatball, what's happening, brother?
June, what's going on? Slouch,
man.
Tone, Reg, what's the word,
you
man?
You got it, brother. It's another great day, you know?
Man, like, you know, we got to, you know, thank our sponsors, man. The Motor City Mafia, Big Fred, you know, this show is always and will be live and un-motherfucking cut. Rule number one, no snitching.
That's
and
right.
Rule number two, no muting the mics.
Hey, real quick, fellas, give a shout out to Big Fred. His daughter just graduated. I think it was yesterday or today. He go out and buy her this beautiful Audi. I was like, man, that's what's up. Your daughter accomplished what you asked of her, and he rewarded
right.
her with a beautiful car. But shout out to Fred and his wife for being that foundation for her for his daughter, and you know they doing what they had to do. So shout out to the Hayes family and his daughter who graduates, who also supports our event with their bacon. So shout out to
that's
him
right.
and his family.
No
and
doubt.
And congratulations to Big. Congratulations to Big Fred and family. And Fred, I mean, you old than a motherfucker.
He about like 71, ain't he?
He
up there in the eight.
Hey man, Y'all leave the older folks alone. You know, we old folks for a reason.
Hey Reg, I'd like to give a big shout out to I went to the track yesterday, and a big shout out to the winners of that shootout, Brian Davis.
Teams ain't doing Charles, Brian,
and Child's Play. And another big shout out to Jimbo and Mark Crank. You know, the winners of that little shootout.
Now they,
I guess they will
be. They two events and two wins and two finals, no doubt.
Yep.
And they doing it big, boy.
And I'm trying to see if my man Ronnie gonna get on, because you know we got big Sham show coming up down there at 41 for all the street cars, and get Ronnie on. You know he seemed to be knowing every street car or whatever. I want to know him and the street team gonna go down there and bring some of that money back home to Michigan.
A meatball, June the 7th. No Limit Raceway, US 141 in Morocco, Indiana. If you are a street car / streetable car / street racer, grudge racer, this is the race for you. I mean, anybody and everybody that does what we do in them street cars and streetable cars. Now, don't get me wrong, it's open to everybody, but they are catering to the street and streetable cars. You're going to have plenty of action. So your man, street team, if they claiming they the baddest in the land, they the baddest in Michigan when it comes to them street cars, come on down. We got plenty of action down here for them now.
Man, and I've been watching videos, man. I'd like to get them on because the facelift and they back Turbo GT.
Hold on, what was this now?
I'd like to give a shout out to Turbo GT, and I'd like to get them guys on the phone because they back. Turbo GT is back, and that motherfucker is riding.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We got a... I got one of the guys on that mission. He should be getting in touch with him. We should be hearing from him before the night's out.
Right, and
I mean, y'all don't really want none of that, right?
Shit, there's some cars. I think of Turbo G. What you mean? I think a lot of.
I mean, I'm just that. Hey, Meatball. I don't know shit. I'm just asking, bro.
Hold on, I'm just saying, you know, you got who else is at the track yesterday looking? You got Wicked Quick Racing,
right?
With Chad and Kip in that white convertible,
right.
You got
looking good.
Got, I mean, I'm talking about the Force Induction cars and all of them. You had the Blaine brothers with their Turbo Mustang. That car is on a rail. You had Rube is back out. You had Dominic. Shit. Like I said, you had Chucky. Brian Davis, you got Jimbo and Mark Crank. Little Chris. I'd like to give a big shout out to Little Chris and Squinchy. They pulled they ran Blackstain out of Regulator Racing. Little Chris got the win.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, they locked that in last week. That's right. Yeah. They locked
Chris,
that in.
Little Chris got the win. Dan Blackstain had a catastrophic failure in the car, but you know a win is a win. I mean,
that's right.
Dan, he ain't arguing about the win or nothing. But everybody know that. You know he gave Lil Chris a hell of a race to the car. You know, did what it did, and hopefully he can be back out soon. But who else raced? You had Lil Chris raced again. And spoiled brand. He ran Honky Kong. If I'm saying it right, Honky Kong. If I'm saying the name right,
that's that white Mustang.
White Mustang.
Lil
Chris
okay.
got the win over him.
Okay.
Shit, Lil Chris. Hey, that boy got.
Little Chris went 3-0 yesterday.
I'm trying to figure out who else did he rent. Because I know he ran in work.
He putting in work.
He ran in the shootout. He ran in the shootout they had yesterday, but I know he had two grudge races after that. I don't know the third one.
They said he was 3-0. Somebody put it on there. But he's getting some good seat time. He's getting some good experience. And you know what? He cuts a really good light. Plus, his dad put him out there well, which is his dad put him out there in a nice car. Squinchy's putting him in a good situation. So, you know, you always want to set your, even if your driver, but even your son, you want to put him in a good situation. And Squinchy and Never Scared, props, what props do is giving him a good car to run with.
And you had Rube and Dom, the Mexicutioner, win at it again, another grudge race. Dom pulled that off. Good damn race. You had another grudge race. You had Rube and Jimbo in a grudge race yesterday.
Did Jimbo have his car out, or was that with Mark Crank's car?
Yeah, Mark's Crank's car.
Okay.
They went at it. We was all over the track, but you know, hey, like I said, big props to Jimbo and Mark Crank. They got the win on that. I'm trying to figure out, was it any other grudge races? I mean, it was a good day yesterday.
That's what's up. I mean, the weather's cooperating. It's starting to come around for us up here, you know.
Hey, yeah, can I get races. Like? Hey, Meatball and Junior, let me get about 60 seconds real quick. You know, I started a new career with called Kimball Midwest, which is a supplier of maintenance and repair parts. And they gave me the task of developing Michigan because it's never been developed. We've always been strong in the South, and that would require me from starting from scratch. So by starting from scratch, I had to build my business. The grudge racing community has really put food on my table, and I thank them for that. And I'm talking about PRE. Team Z made an unbelievable order. He basically supported all of the product that I did sell and made an amazing order for me, and I thank him for that. And Brian Davis happened to be doing work at Team Z's, and he's like, hey, what you selling? I do happen to sell supply parts for Brian, and Brian bought parts from me. XL Customs, Diamond Fab, Straight Shot Performance, Holbrook, Drayton Motors, pretty all the guys. If I miss somebody, you know, I apologize, but those guys have supported me and sent me and referred me to other opportunities to open up and develop my business because I eat off of what I sell. So those guys have been putting food on my table for the past 3 months, and I personally thank the grudge community for supporting me. I do give them quality products, grade 8 bolts, cutting wheels, anything to do with a repair shop, chassis shop, auto body shop, auto repair. If you work in a school, I support you. I got products to support you. If you work in manufacturing, I got products to support you. And those guys have stepped up and supported me tremendously. And when I say, you know, I'm grateful when you put food on my family's table based on what you buy for me, I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, again, those guys, Dave at Team Z put a lot of food on my table this past week, and I am grateful for that. And if you guys have any shops, anybody you know that is in need of grade 8 bolts, cutting wheels, lubricants, penetrating oils, American-made products, I will not charge you freight or shipping for anything, and I next day air you. So, you know, this if you're in the Michigan area, you know, I do cover that Michigan area. But, again, I thank those guys, and I'm grateful to those guys for supporting my business. And supporting the product that I do represent. So, I mean, a shout-out to everybody in the grudge community that helped put some food on my table. And I'm saying it humbly that, you know, I appreciate you and you know, I want to be able to return that favor by putting on a with the other three guys. Been on a hell of an event for you guys. But I thank y'all. I'm good. Thanks for letting me say
that. Reg, is there a number, website, or somewhere where, I mean...
I'm posting. I post on my website. I'm gonna, my company does market, but you guys know I'm going to do my marketing myself. I'm a locally developed this. That's why they gave me the task to do this. And I'm developing it on my own, and I'll start to put you can go online and look at the whole – I carry over 45,000 different parts and products and all kinds of things. And I'll send you a link where you can actually go look at my our catalog that carries those products. But some guys really – I'm not giving away – I'm not selling any junk. Everything I sell is American-made. It's grade 8. Metric. I just sell a lot of quality products. So, and also, I'm gonna tell you who else stepped up for me. The Moscone stepped up big time for me. They saw my link, told me to come on down. Same thing with Diamond. I mean, Dave, Team Z, come on over. You know, come and see what I got. And they've been sending me. They've been giving me referrals and saying, hey, go see this guy. Go see this guy. Rob Freiberger from ABC Chrome, big time, helped me out tremendously. So, you know, shout out to Freiberger for looking out for me too. But you'll see links on my page. I'll start to post stuff on the Grudge Scenes where you can go to links and look at, I think.
Well, I mean, for those who have Facebook, I mean, look Reggie up. You know, if you can't find him, I mean, call in the
show. You can find me.
You know, somebody will be able to get you in touch with them, man.
Yeah, I appreciate your support. But those guys really, I'm thankful they put some food on my table. And I'm very humble. I'm glad God blessed me.
Regardless of what we do, when we're grudging, it's a rivalry. But other than that, I mean, in the end, we are family, you know. And like all families, you know, you have your disputes, your arguments, your fights, and whatever. But in the end, it's still family, you know. That's what's up, man.
Thank you for letting me speak my piece.
No doubt. Anytime. Well, let's get it going. Meatball.
What's going on?
Turn it loose, baby. Let's go. Let's do what we do.
Hold on. Now I always want to make another one. You got my man Bub, I guess. He teamed up with Little Will, and they're coming out with a Mustang, and they've been trying to make some noise. They've been trying to lock people in for July 26th, and I guess this guy's what's going to make his debut at, or whatever they're going to do. But
okay,
I want to know if they
– Go ahead.
I want to know if – I just want to know if they're going to live up to the hype.
So you said Bub and Little Will have teamed up.
Yep, and they're coming out with a Mustang, and they've been locking people in or whatever. But I want to know is they doing this kind of stuff. I want to know if anybody can get a hold of to my main man, Tate the Great, and I want to know, did they ever get that man a phone call? Because that man loved to go, especially with them two.
I mean, that I know of, and I don't know much, but, I mean, I honestly think if he would have got a phone call, we would have heard about it. But then again, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So this Mustang,
yeah, cause you know, right?
is this a small block car, a big block car? Is it a... race car, slash streetable car.
I'm hearing it's a small block on nitrous.
Oh, okay.
And they've been, and I just want to know, you know, because I know my main man Tate the Great, he can get to it with one. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, let's see. I mean, if any of the guys on here, if you holler with Tate, tell them to come on in.
All right, we got any people in queue and call?
Yeah, you do. Let me go on. Start opening these up. Where we at here?
Everybody excuse June, man. June has a sinus headache, so everybody bear with
him. I'm dying today, man. 248-5593, your mic is open. 248-5593.
Hey, what's
up, Junior? Come on, come on. What's happening? Squint.
This Squish, what's going on, Junior? I'm sorry, I'm gonna give y'all a few seconds.
How you doing, sir?
Man, if you don't stop it, we just trying to get it in as usual.
Had a decent weekend,
you know, we went out and did our thing as usual. Picking on the big fella with that little bitty car we got, that small tire.
Hey Squinch, wasn't it a surprise yesterday, though, or how it turned out?
Man, I like that turnout. I wish we could get that event, how they did that again, because to be out there with them class cars, with these grudge cars, and we put on a show.
Man, I didn't think it was going to turn out like that.
It turned out real good. I had class races coming up to us, asking us what's going on, man, what we doing, you know? You know, they was trying to get over there with us. They looking at us. Well, what class are you running? Grudge.
That's it.
Hey, Squinch.
Cut the clock off so you can get in. What's going on,
Squinch? I know that you know, and like I said before, I know, I'm sure you got a phone. I don't know if you got a phone call, but you know, Bub and Little Will, they've been out here trying to make noise. And have you received a phone call from them guys yet?
I ain't gonna say I per se got it for them, but they got on with the governor trying to get to me through the governor. You know, they went to the governor and the governor the one who was out that other night dropped it in my ear. He dropped it in my ear. But I'm not worried about them right now. They ain't making the noise. When I see them with some more pressure on the track, then I come, you know, I'll talk to them.
Man, who the hell?
There they go. Oh, man, my phone died.
Hey,
my phone didn't die.
Hey, hold on, man.
Squishy, you
well,
still
I
on
mean,
your phone there?
No, he just dropped off. Now, hold on.
Damn,
now,
his phone
now,
died.
Let me ask you a question, man. And Squinch, I hope you're able to call back and hear this question. You on the damn show every week. How could you not charge your phone before the show starts, man? Knowing damn well you're going to be the last one leaving the bar. Come on, man. Get it together,
hey,
bro.
Hey, Squinch is going to stay on there for the long haul, too, man.
Yeah, he do. But he'll be back on. Let me go and open up a couple more. 734-2900, your mic is open.
How you guys doing?
Chuck, what's happening?
What's up? How you guys doing?
I mean, again, sir, how you doing, sir?
Well, not too bad. I just heard Reggie a little bit ago thanking everyone for helping him out, and I just wanted to say congrats to him on his new endeavor. It's a lot of people out there, you know, they get their new jobs or they have their jobs, and a lot of people want to do bare minimum. And for Reggie to go out to all these places and put a lot of work in, that just shows his character. So I want to say congratulations
right.
to him, even though he's congratulating everyone else. It's good that he's not sitting around waiting for something to happen. He's making it happen. So I wish him the best luck in anything he does. And he's obviously got a good goal and orientated personality. I'm sure he'll be fine whatever he does.
Thank you very much, Brian.
I appreciate it, and
congratulations to you again, Chuck. Way to go.
Yeah, that's my team, man. Like I said, we busted ass this week. We had an issue last week. We thought we blew up the transmission, but that wasn't it. The motor lugged down and tore apart. And Mikey Panetta, I ordered pistons Tuesday, picked them up Thursday, rebuilt the entire motor. My Uncle Bob left Monday to go all the way down to Chicago to TNT Racing, Tom Olson. They put a new sleeve in it, did all the repair work for me, and we're back out racing this week and won our shootout. And I want to thank all the other guys for coming out there. Honky Tonk I had in the finals, Dan Blackstein, everyone thrashed. If those guys didn't thrash and do what they did, we wouldn't have that kind of show up out there. Squinchy out there putting in work. I'm glad all the races are starting to come out there. Rubes is out there trying to engage with everyone, have fun. It was a nice showing. It's getting back to the way it used to be. Everyone's just coming out and having fun, supporting each other.
There you go. That's what we need. As long as people come out, support and race, I mean, that's all that matters. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Good
we
deal,
talk shit at the track and leave it at the track and leave it about the track.
There you go. There you go. There's always rivalries, but never make it personal, man. Let it be just that.
Yeah, and the rivalry is good for the game. We all like it.
That's why we love these shows.
Well, hey, Brian Davis, you notice I got to ask you this. Have you received any call out or phone call from Bub and Little Will yet?
Oh, no.
Okay,
they messing with the king. They try calling me.
No, they don't have that number. They haven't made it that far in the book yet. Meatball.
Okay. I gotta ask people, man, because you know they're
trying right,
to make some
noise. That's right. You gotta ask. Nothing wrong with that. Good deal.
I'm glad they're coming back out though. Those are two guys that you know, when they're out, they try to get action. They, you know, everyone knows Bub ain't afraid to race, to get down. He's a good driver. Little Will likes to put up money, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing good for the game. It's going to make July that much more better, as if it wasn't already one of the best events that we're going to have. It's just getting even better. Every single week something else is coming out. Someone else has got something coming out. We got new news coming out about it. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be an awesome event. I can't imagine anyone not wanting to go even to spectate from a spectator standpoint.
No doubt. We looking to shake and bake on that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that should be a real good deal there. Well, I mean, hold on, Chuck. I'm going to open up some lines, and don't go nowhere. I'm going to leave your mic open.
I appreciate it, Junior.
Man, my shit is pounding. 586-6455, your mic is open.
What with that headache?
Huh?
How your headache doing, man? Heard you had a sinus headache.
Man, it's pounding, man. Been pounding
man,
for the last 3 hours. What's happening? Who we got here, man?
Man, this peso, man. Just,
Peso,
what's going on,
man?
Hey, Peso, those videos you've been putting out are killer, man. I love those videos.
Hey, thanks, man. I can't get away from this computer, man. You figure we've been racing for the last 3 weekends and shit.
Hey, everyone thinks you're a machine. Hey, when's the video going to be up? Like I said, I got to sleep, motherfucker. Damn.
Hey, man, that dude was funny. I thought he was joking, but...
I'm gonna tell y'all something for the videographers as a fan, man. We serious about that, man. We understand y'all humans.
If somebody wants some expedited, they could pay a fee to Peso, and Peso will gladly get it done. Otherwise, it's done for free, and he'll get done in his time.
There you go.
Man, you know what, Junior? I found myself the other night, man. Brian had to, you know, a couple of races to nudge me, and Brian nudged me the other day. He said, what's going on? We need something. What's going on? But, man, I had writer's block, man. I couldn't get nothing.
Well, I told you. I was out here busting my ass on my car, and it was just getting overwhelming. I called you. I'm like, Peso, you need to put up a video, man. You light my ass back up. And you came out with those videos,
right.
And it just put you back
that's
in that
right.
mood. You know, I pop it on the TV in the garage and just play this shit, play your DVDs just to have it in the background, you know.
You know, I
just want to talk about this weekend, man. Too, man. Much props to Wayne, man, and you know, a lot of people know what took place behind the scenes, and what Wayne did was a heck of a move to step up and make sure we had a great event, man. Everybody got what they said they was gonna get. Money was taken care of. We had a good time, man. Like I heard Meatball say earlier, it was definitely a good event, man. So, big shout out to Wayne, man. You know. It was
the Grudge Racing made that event Saturday. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got a question. Was it like a dual event, or was it one in – I don't – because I hear that you're saying they had the class racers, but what was it that was going on? I mean, I don't know personally, and maybe there's
It's called the Holbrook Shootout that Mylan has once a month.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
OLS, okay. Next 275, and Open Comp Cars. And then, you know, Grudge Inc. had their Bad Blood Playoff, which allowed us for the Class A and Class B cars to get involved in it as well. Like I said, this is three awesome weeks of racing. We had last week, we got this week that just passed, and we got the NOET coming up. And like I said, everyone says Grudge Racing's dead. Grudge Racing made that event Saturday. When Grudge cars went up there, it was like a NOET. Stands were packed. People were behind the cars. It was awesome. You know, it was awesome. That's all I got to say. Class guys loved it. There was no one with any attitudes that we were there. Everyone was respectful toward everyone. Very well organized event. The lanes ran smoothly. Track was nice. I mean, it was just all around good. It was an awesome time.
Good deal. Good deal.
Hey, man, I'm sitting here
ahead,
editing this video. Hold on real quick, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at little Chris versus Honky Kong, man. And, little Chris, he my little hero, man. That dude about to be a heavyweight contender, man. For him to be that young, man, he is doing a great job, man. He not red-lighting. He showed a little nerves, I think, a little bit, but we not gonna say that. But man, for him to be as young as he is, this kid is driving with heart, man. He doing some things that I don't see professionals do in the garage world as far as with his car. So, little Chris, if you listening, man, I know Squinchy on here, but he was. But man, we all take our hats off to you, man. You've really been showing out. You're 3-0 this season, so I hope you continue to have a good season, man, because you're really doing your thing.
You know, he a young lion. He hungry.
That's
a dangerous combination. Young and hungry. Oh Lord, yeah.
Hey, especially when you're getting free food.
That's right. That's right. Or the food is easy pickings.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, hold on, Peso. I'm gonna leave your mics open. I made a mistake here. What the hell did I do? Let me go and open up the next one. 313-0150. Your mic is open.
Man, it's Young Money Junior. What's going on, man?
Young who?
Young Money.
Man,
young
say Young Money like you guys always do.
Young Money.
Man, what's happening, man?
That's what I'm talking about.
There it is, right.
Hey.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Randy, this is Meatball. I'm asking every Gores racer this that gets on the phone, and have I received any phone call from Little Will and Bub?
Nah, I talk to Lil Will every day, man. He ain't making no noise, man. You know, he just, you know, somebody unsold him a dream and told him he was going to be able to do this and that and other. He just think it's going to be that easy. But, hey, you know, they good for grudge racing, man. You know, they going to go, though. They going to go.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. Rap guy's girlfriend. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute.
Hey, man. I want y'all to know my hands are in my pockets, man. I ain't touching no keys on here, man. Hey, Rand, so what's happening, man? Y'all been kind of quiet the last few weeks. What's going on?
Man, we broke right now, man. We can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? We broke, man, but we'll be back.
Yeah, hold on. You can never say Young Money and use the word broke at the same time. Come on now.
We'll
come on.
Back,
that don't work like that. You know, people going to misinterpret what you're saying.
Hey, listen. Listen, all I'm saying is, man, you know, we got issues right now.
There you go. That's what's up. I mean, you know, we all go through it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back though.
Well, I'm gonna leave this open. I'm gonna keep going through 313-5817. I hit the button, Megan. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What up, Johnny?
What up?
X.
What's happening?
What's
going on?
Man,
X,
I'm just chilling,
on,
man.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, X. Hey, DMX. It's me, boy. And I'm asking everybody, have you received any phone call or call out from Little Will and Bub?
No, sir.
Okay.
I know Lil Will and called me a couple times, and he said, who asked, he's coming after.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
I just
Reggie,
want to
cut that bullshit out. Nobody want to hear all that gay ass shit. That ain't nobody with Red the Sloth doing that gay ass shit. Nobody want to hear that shit. What's wrong with y'all?
Thanks. What's
now,
going
I
on, man?
Not meatball, but you know that man called and said he got some fish he about to fry though. That's what he told me.
But I told him
make sure you do all your homework before you go jumping in the motherfucking ring with some lions, man. Make sure your homework done.
Hey, X, tell them, X, did you tell them boys, man? It's easy to say, but when you get that white and yellow piece of paper, what is that? Reality.
Yeah, that motherfucking yellow piece of paper, that's a bad motherfucker, man. That makes a nigga want to kill a kid.
Hey, you want me to tell you something, Meatball? That paper ain't reality, man. That's a heartbreaker is what it is.
Yeah, that motherfucker make you want to go home and kill yourself, man.
That there is a heartbreaker.
So, what's been going on, though, X-Men? Hiring them been coming along with you.
Man, I'm still down. They said the other parts will be here Monday or Tuesday, so we still waiting. We still waiting. I'm real quiet. I ain't got nothing to say right now, man. No. I'm going to tell you, when that bitch got oil pressure, every motherfucker been running their mouth, I'm knocking on their front door.
Oh, shit. Damn, X. Well, listen,
I'm not fucking around. It's a go down. It's like they say, shut up, lay down, whatever. That's the way it's going. I'm going out there. Everybody's been running their goddamn mouth, and it's gonna be the end of the season with these guys, man. They ain't gonna talk to me no more.
Damn, X Mac, who the first one on your list, sir? Give me your first top.
Man, it's you know what. If all of them there, all of them could be first. We need to go to that crackdown wherever that North Carolina, Tennessee, wherever the fuck they got the four lanes at. I need to go knock all them bitches off at one time.
Hey,
but
hey,
I'm gonna tell
you. Hey, X, you know that's a big order you putting out there now.
Hey, you know what? That's why I'm not doing no talking. I ain't saying no names, but I'm telling you. When oil person hit the fire, that burgundy bitch, I'm calling everybody been talking shit.
Hey,
that sounds like Squinch in the background.
Man, that was my bad. I'm editing. I had the shit.
Oh, okay. AX, hold on. I'm going to keep going through the lines. Let me go on and open them up. 313-9248. Your mic is open. 313-9248.
Well,
I'm running. Lisa, what's going on, man? What's happening?
Well, just chilling. Chilling. Lost one of my guys last night. One of my guys died, so they've been kind of fucked up.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
But shouts out to Chucky for winning another shootout. Shouts out definitely to Lil Chris. He's been improving more and more. I love it.
You know, good racing yesterday. It was all right. That motherfucker Chucky won in shootouts like Wayne was doing at the end of the year. Chucky coming on and on. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That motherfucker going
hey,
down
Cecil.
The tracker. Yeah.
Hey, Cecil, this meatball, I got to ask you this question. I've been asking all the racists, if you can know, have you received any call-outs or phone calls from Little Will or Bub?
Yeah, you know, they already had called me out. I don't give a fuck. You know, we racing.
Oh, you got to
confirm.
I'm
just waiting on someone.
You got to confirm.
I'm just, he called us out. But, you know, like I said, I called him off the trailer. Well, he called me out, and I told him off the trailer, so we're going to see. Why should we should be cranking it up? I'm mad. The shit just got me still mad, man, because, you know, everybody's so busy. We, you know, everybody thought their car was going to be ready before we, you know, sooner than it was, but people got lives, man, and this shit, this race shit, man, just, y'all know how it is. I just knew my shit was going to be ready before June even came, man. I'm still handicapped. Just, but we right there. It ain't no more serious shit, no motor shit, no trans shit, you know, nothing major. I just got to put the flywheel on that torque converter. But my man working, he moving his shop from place to place, so I can't be mad at him. This ain't, that ain't his only lifestyle, man. Racing ain't only his life. So, you know, he got another job and he moving. So I got to wait for my engine builder, man, to, you know, to do everything. So I'm pissed, but they say patience is a virtue. So I'm trying to be patient. That's why I smoke so motherfucking much weed. That's why I try to stay patient.
All right.
I try.
Yeah.
Right. Well, please, I'm just
is
Slouch still on here?
He's doing skills, man.
I don't know what Slouch is. Slouch. All right. Well, hey, Cecil, when you got there in Lil Will,
yep.
What event you got there for?
Lil Tony Ray.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, we got plans on Wednesday trying to test that bitch somewhere. That's our plans. Cause it go to my man tomorrow, so shit, you know, plans be always broke, so I'm hoping. That's all I can do is hope that I'll be testing.
Hey, see, you'll be all right, man.
Yo, what up, meatball?
Yeah, Ren, we'll come along. They're kicking us while we're down right now, but that's all right. That's the whole thing of racing. That's a beautiful thing. You know, everybody go through this little shit.
We're going to come through this motherfucker like a tornado and wipe every motherfucking body out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's going down.
Okay. Hey, Slop, we got anybody else waiting?
Yeah, what's going on, meatball? It's Slouch.
Yeah, what's going on? Okay, we got anybody else waiting in car or waiting?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of them. Let me just go ahead and open them up. 313-8435. Your mic is open.
What up, this young man? The chef. What's up, y'all?
The chef. What's going on? Nappy, what's going on, man?
I love that.
Chilling right now.
Hey, Nappy. Hey, Chef, what? This meatball, man. You know, I'm asking everybody, have you received any call-out or a phone call from Little Will or Bug?
Little Bug talking.
Nappy, you still on?
I think
Nappy phone probably went out.
Let me open up some more mics. I got a lot of people in with their hands up.
Go ahead, Slouch. Get them all open. Get them all open.
313-5815. Your mic is open.
This young man, man, tired. Just listening.
All right.
That's another young money takeover.
All right, y'all. Let me open up some more. 248-9984, your mic is open. Okay, okay.
That's squinchy.
No, that ain't squinchy. 248-9127, your mic is open.
What up, though?
What's going on? Who's this?
What's going on?
This is Ronnie.
Oh, Street Team, my main man. What's going on, Ronnie?
Oh, man.
Ronnie, man, you know they got that street car shootout down at 41 this Saturday, that big sound race, man. You know, y'all the Street Team. I mean, shit. Y'all going down and engaging?
Oh, yeah, we can go down there and draw on some motherfuckers.
God damn.
Well, we don't enter into no shootouts or nothing like that. We definitely go hard.
Okay. Well, I'm here, Ronnie Street Team.
Hey, Ronnie, what you got on right now, man?
I don't know about my music.
Hey, let me open up some more of these mics. 313-2526, your mic is open. 313-2526, your mic is open.
Wayne, take your phone off mute and talk.
313-7047, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's happening? It's Lil Fred, Never Scared Racing.
What's
Shout
up,
out
Fred?
To everybody. Shouts out to everybody that came to the track yesterday and then got it in and got the shoot off. And props out to my man Jimbo and Brian Davis. I told y'all, Jimbo ain't for no games. Never Scared Racing. I'm on
well said, my friend. Well said.
For sure. It's more to come.
Hey, look. Hold on, Lil Fred. I gotta ask you a question. Have y'all received any phone call or call out from Bub or Little Will?
Come on. Bye-bye. Never Scared Racing. You know we ain't receiving no calls from nobody.
Okay. All right, Slop.
We did. You know, I'm on Mike Dice hit list. And, I had a situation yesterday. You know, we had death in the family. So, therefore, the funeral going to be put off until the 14th. Mike Dice, I'm going to draw you, boy.
Ooh.
I will be there Saturday, June 7th. Never Scared Racing.
Mike Dice. Hey, Mike Dice is on the streets, I heard, looking for action. Street and strip.
He ain't looking too hard.
Oh, yeah. Is that Street Team?
Yeah, tell him I said that. He ain't looking too hard. We definitely want to accommodate his motherfucking ass. On the street. And I go for anybody else on this motherfucker with one play.
God damn. Well, how they say, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Exactly.
Cecil still on here, though? Cecil
still on here?
I think Cecil had fell off. I think his car dropped.
Okay. What up, though?
Cecil still on.
What up, though?
Hey, man, you weak to the motherfucker, man. Fuck the whole Young Money chat, man. Lock your ass in. We going to run you with the streetcar head up. We don't want shit.
Who this?
God.
Motherfucker, fuck you. Who else got a streetcar? Now,
we're
gonna have to
man, Ronnie just talked. You don't want to do shit.
Okay,
you don't
want to
do shit.
That's all I want
you got
to do
everything the fuck you need. Man, get out of here. See me when your money grow up. See me when your money grow up because you ain't doing nothing but talking.
I'm taking my motherfucking money to me, boy, right now, motherfucking 105. Don't talk me to death.
What are you talking about? What car?
Get your
dumbass out of here, man. You ain't doing nothing but talking. You want those clowns that want to be on live TV.
I'm ready
to take
my Meatball, where you at? Meatball, where you at? I got my little pocket. I'm ready to come.
Hey, Meatball, he just heard me say that my car ain't even running, so how the fuck
you said you're
going to
be at
131, motherfucker? Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
I will be there.
Okay,
yeah, I'll be at 131.
I didn't say shit about I'm not even going to be here June 7th. I said 131, I'll be there. Nah, motherfucker, you wait. I need to take my money, Meatball. He said, I got what I need. I don't want
there.
Shit but the brakes and everything. I didn't want nothing.
Well, you ain't getting shit from me. You ain't getting shit from me, you stupid motherfucker. You talking like you got
a
car.
Well, okay, I don't give a fuck then. We want the next lane then. Fuck you. You weak in the motherfucker now. I'm drawing.
You
weak
in the motherfucker. You broke in the motherfucker.
I'm dying on the X-Rider Die member.
You
okay,
broke in the motherfucker.
Jumping. He jumped.
Oh, no, wait a second.
Hold on, wait a second.
Hold on, he's talking about $100 on $500. Nigga, I ain't racing my car for no $500, broke motherfucker.
I thought you said $1,000 on $500, right?
Yes, I'm going to accommodate you. Come on, man. You ain't got to talk to me. I don't even want to argue with you, man.
He just talking, Randy. That motherfucker just talking.
Okay,
that
go ahead with y'all show, man. We ain't got to argue, man.
Yeah, please. Shut your fake ass up, man.
You got my number.
Stop faking.
We want to lock your fag ass in since you get on here talking, motherfucker.
Yeah, that nigga just talking, man. Motherfucker broke, man. Motherfucker ain't got no money.
Hey, but what y'all taking it personal. He keeping it racing on some real shit, so he's trying to lock y'all in.
Yeah, because that nigga just
gotta pay the
funk
out. But look,
he got to pay the funk out,
so lock his ass in.
Yeah, the man just said he may want to lock in 105.
Yeah, you can't dump the funk out.
What car he trying to race people with, though? What streetcar?
Man,
they know our car, man.
The Ghost Mustang, the
2013 Mustang. Y'all trying to lock in fucking new. Yep. Y'all trying to lock in Ghost with a hood rat. Heads up, 1,000 or 5,000 or better. July 26th.
8th mile. Poetry, and we're going to
go to the 8th.
Well, I want no complaints. Or out the back,
though.
You pick. I ain't asking for shit.
Let's
just get it on. Damn. I'm for real.
He's locked it in.
Nah.
Lock your bitch ass in, then. Lock your whole ass in. Hold on.
I need somebody to get
this streetcar.
I'm near no paper or pencil or pad. If Slavy, you have paper and pencil or paste on somebody.
Oh,
I
put that on the calendar for July 26th. 1,000, so I got $1,000 on 5,000 or better. The gray Mustang Ghost is what it's called versus Cecil's car. Heads up.
Hey Randy, do you know that car, Randy?
Man, fuck that car. Yeah.
Motherfucker drunk.
Hey,
break your piggy bank open when you come.
Hold on, let him finish talking. Go ahead, listen, 105 or better.
Do you want to go out the back door? Tell that man where you want to go.
8 mile, man. Fuck that back door.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, 8 mile. I'm not arguing with you. I said where you want to go with that weak bitch. I didn't say nothing else.
I'm not finished. I'm going over this for y'all.
Let the man finish.
And then we're going to do this like this. You got to race by 8 o'clock. We flip the lane choice. Track rules.
Yes, sir.
That easy.
Hold on, Ronnie. Do you agree to that, Ronnie?
Yes.
Okay, now listen.
Cecil, do you agree
to
that?
Ronnie.
Hold on, Cecil. Do you agree to that?
Man, whatever that whole ass nigga want.
Hey, now, I'm going to ask y'all this last question.
Man, because that's how I'm feeling. That's how the fuck I'm feeling. You just talking.
Listen,
hold on.
Okay,
well,
then I
got
to give you
$1,000
then if I'm just talking. I love
it. Okay, well, you might as well pay. I want it all, too, nigga. Ain't no paying me tomorrow, the next day, none of that.
Listen, man, I need your $1,000 June 7th. And, Ronnie, you can give me or Meatball your money by June 7th. Because I know you won't be here on the 7th. So wherever you've been doing. I'm gonna collect the money from Cecil. He's
gonna use
him as a
street car. My race car. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, I just want to let y'all know. There it is. I'm gonna go back to editing. I had to get. Meatball, I got that on paper, sir. I'm responsible for Cecil's lockup, and you're responsible for Rodney's lockup.
Well, and y'all gonna have it. Hold on, y'all gonna have it on June 7th because it's already locked in.
I'm gonna see you before that.
Okay. What day he said?
July 27th.
Next Little T. Oh, Little
Tony
race,
right?
Yeah.
That's when y'all racing at, so we collect
the giving the lockup money to them.
Yeah, you give me the lockup money this Saturday, Cecil.
All right, that's cool. All right, we got that race locked in. All right. Good looking peso on that, man. I didn't have a pencil on paper. Slouch, keep on rolling. Slouch, if you want.
Hey, Meatball.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Meatball. Hey, is Randy still on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about, what's your name?
Who that?
SJ.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We heard about SJ. Yes.
Yeah.
You heard about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Hey, Slouch, bring him in, Slouch.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I was talking to the guy that owns Onondaga Track. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Motherfucker had one too many drinks.
Cecil, don't hurt them. They just trying to engage.
Nah, I just hate fake
Cecil.
Ass niggas. Fake broke ass niggas,
Cecil.
Man.
Cecil.
Yeah.
Hey, Cecil, we about racing, Cecil. Hey, it's locked in. Hey, you can hurt them by getting their money.
Hey, Cecil.
Or they can hurt you.
Yeah.
They can hurt you by getting yours.
You know, although I think you just made an easy $1,000. That man ain't finna race you with that motherfucking car, man, with your fucking race car. He done lost his mind.
Man, he lost his damn. That's what I say about fake guys, man. Stay in your own lane, man. Even when your money go, them couple of dollars grow up, motherfucker.
Yep.
I'm gonna do their ass just like I did the other car on the street. What's called car? That black Mustang. When they thought they was gonna run up on me, when I embarrassed their ass.
Who you talking about, Cease?
Remember I raced the what's called? You know that Mustang they had. I can't name the street, but you know when we was over there my way.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And, they had
man.
That
no
when Skip drove my Mustang when we beat the
no
shit out of
name.
Him. Yeah,
right,
I said
cool.
No street
hey.
Name. I ain't gonna
okay,
say no
like
street
that.
Name. I said down my way.
Okay.
You know what I'm
water.
Talking about when we drug him. Me boy, you was out there.
I wasn't out there that night, but I heard about it. We was off the water. I remember where we was at.
Yeah. When we beat the shit out of him, man, he just talking. How the fuck
That's slow, bitch.
Hey,
thanks for the song.
Album.
I'm blowing it on my crew.
You got two doggies.
Man.
Hey, Caesar.
Do we have any?
Caesar.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm
you like that?
I'm sorry about that.
You like that Believe Me track?
You said what?
That Lil Wayne new song, Believe Me. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make believers out of motherfuckers.
Boy, that, and I was trying to find the phone to make this video too, so I'm going to pick that. Thank you.
Let me go ahead and open up some mics. I got a lot of people waiting with their hands up. Sorry for the inconvenience. So I'll have to open up some more mics.
All right. Oh, maybe we get some more races locked in. Shit.
All right. 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312-0684. All right. 313. Hold on. 313-8435. Your mic is open.
What up?
313.
It's the show. Hello. What up? Hey, Cecil.
Yeah.
If a mother want to give they money, man, take it, man. It's easy money.
Yeah,
man.
Yes, sir.
You do.
Yes, sir.
You do not argue a motherfucker want to give you your money away, man. If you
I
want
just
to give
like,
it away,
it's just like it was like an insult. That's how I was dealing with feelings just for a second. So I'm sorry to everybody on the thing. I caught motions on that shit. For
yeah,
nobody to try
it,
to call me out. I caught feelings for it with it. But I'll take that money.
Keep your ass a business.
Yep, it's
if
only business.
Want to call you out?
All right, let me open up some more mics. 313-2526. Your mic is. All right. 312-1064. Your mic is open. All right, well, that ain't gonna work. All right. Hey, Peso, you still online? Meatball.
I'm still here. I'm online.
Hey, how many cars was in that shootout as far as the small blocks and the big blocks?
Containing to which one?
How many cars did they have in a small block class and how many did they have in a big block class?
For this past weekend at Milan?
Yeah, we had
6 and 4.
So they got 6 and 4. They got 4 small blocks and they combined big blocks with force induction.
No, we just ran out how the category was. So it was 6 in category A and 4 in category B.
Oh.
What cause was in the shootout? Do you know? Do you still remember?
Hold on, let me look. I think I got a list out. Give me 2 seconds. I know. I'm making a damn video as we speak. I just had a list out. I'm gonna try to guess off the top. So category B, which is the one Brian Davis won. Was Brian Davis, I just forgot that quick. Hold on, let me go to the other category. We had, I had Kip.
You had the blank.
Mark Crank. Kip, Mark Crank.
You had Lil' Chris.
Jake Blaine.
Yeah.
You had
Jake Blaine, Ruby, or whatever.
For category A, you had... You had Mark Crank and Jimbo. You had the Blaine brothers. You had Kip and Chad. You had Little Chris.
Oh, yeah. And then we had Victor. No, Victor was in category B.
No,
you had
Scooby or whoever with the white Mustang.
What's that, Honky Kong?
No.
The class B, my class was me. The class C was me, Victor, Black Sting, and Honky Kong.
No,
I got a question. That Honky Kong, is that a new group or a new car, or what's the deal with that?
They were out last year. I assume they're just working some bugs out, you know, getting stuff figured out. But they were out last year. It's a small black Nitrous car in 28s.
Good deal. Glad they came out. Good.
And they run pretty good too.
Hey Peso.
Yes,
Peso.
Sir.
Just a little Fred. Hey, man, I forgot to get shots off to Squinchy and Lil' Chris, man. They did their thing yesterday.
Oh, man, well, you missed it. I said that earlier, man. I gave him a 20-second segment, man. That little man, and Junior, man. That little man.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah, he is. He is doing the same, man. I'm proud of that guy.
Can one of you guys run a charger over there to Squinchy so he can charge his phone and get back on, man? Squinch, where you at, man? Come on.
Hey, you
Squinch,
know what, man?
I'm going to send you some of my battery life, dog.
Hey, you know what, man? And I know everybody can agree on this, man. That damn little Chris, man, remind me of a younger version of Jimbo and JT.
Yeah. You're right. They ready to go, and he ready to go.
He reminded me of a younger version of them when they first came out, kind of raced everybody, and they didn't care.
Yep.
That's what he reminded me of.
Hey, you see how it be when he come back? He be just smiling. He put his head down. He be smiling like a motherfucker. That's what's up. He doing a good job.
But he little Chris real humble. He don't talk. He don't talk no trash.
Right.
He don't get into all that trash talking. He come back with his head down because I don't know if he's shy or he's ashamed or whatever.
Yeah.
But he come back, he's humble.
He put his head down with a smile. He'd be smiling, then he'd turn his head back up. Yeah, that's the way, it's good, man. He's doing a good job.
Right, and he don't talk. He congratulates the other driver, say good race, and he walk off.
Yep.
Hey, Meatball, I got that list, man. My bad. It's category A, we had Scooter, Jimbo and Crank, Dom, the Mexicutioner, Chad and Kip, Wicked Quick Racing, Little Chris and the Blaine Brothers. And then for category B was Brian, Chucky Davis, Honky Kong, Black Stain Dan, and that purplish grayish Mustang was Victor. And East class, Brian won his class, and Jimbo and Crank won their class.
Who was Victor?
Victor's with Wicked Quick Racing, just so everyone knows. Victor's with Wicked Quick. They had two cars.
Oh, yeah,
they had a car in the shootout.
Is that a new car?
He's getting taking it out, working some bugs out. And as I said, you know, you got to commend that guy. He got in the shootout and has, you know, pretty much no data in his car and came out and support the race. So, you know, Wicked Quick does a lot for the game.
Hey, hold on. Scoochie got something to say. That's all you got to do is play video of Scoochie, and you can hear his voice a mile away. Sorry about that. he said Darth Vader going to beat everybody, so I'm going to say it for him. Darth Vader, he said, ain't nobody got room. Ain't nobody messing with Dark Bay.
All right, let me open up these couple of mics right here. 313-6941, your mic is open.
You're so petty, I'm not a kid.
All right. Stokes, your mic is back open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Slaps, Joe, Meatball. Yeah, man, they had a turkey on at the grill yesterday, y'all.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much,
man. What happened
at the grill? Man, that shootout, it was real nice, man. It was real nice, man. Yeah,
who
man, they get some, man. Oh man, you know they had an oil down last night, and the last it was three drivers, three cars left, and I think they split it up. Yep, they had a real nasty oil down last night, like all the way down the track.
And Mike Knight did.
Yeah, man. Man, it's a pretty nice cars, man, coming out of the Chicago area, man. What I seen yesterday, man, it was, man, yeah, it's gonna be real nice, man.
Who was the three finalists?
I think, man, let me see. Was that Plumber Kevin? I think the Hate Tank, and I think, man, I ain't for sure if it was Mantia. Yeah, those were the last three.
Fav off with the orange Mustang.
Man, I don't know. I'm thinking it's either him or Mantia, man. That's what it is. Either him or Mantia. I ain't for sure, man. But I know it's the Hate Tank and Plumber Kevin. For sure, but I think it's either Spaz off or either Mantia, it's either one of them two that made it. Turbo GT couldn't get started, man. They had disqualified him. But Turbo GT looked damn good, like y'all was saying earlier, man.
That was his first time out on combo, so he got work them bugs.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, it was another car, man. I ain't never seen this car before. It's a chick that drive a car, man. Man, that car nice, man. I can't think of her name, man.
You talking about that
Shannon
green car
or something like that?
That green car?
I don't know what the name of it is. But, man, I know a girl named Shannon. It's like black. I think it was either black or like a dark blue or something. It's a Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but everybody was there, man. Everybody was in attendance, man. Everybody that was looking for, who was that, the South Side and the West Side almost got started up last night, too, to the oil down. The Puerto Rican Pete drawed on GQ Racing last night. They finna get it on.
Let me see that race. He won that one.
Yeah. Huh?
They're talking about that on Facebook. I want to see who won, if they're going to get that race off.
Yeah, man, they showed drawed on GQ. GQ told them, let's go. Yeah, man.
Hey,
have
you heard anything about what's some guy's name? Outkast? Is they still getting their car up and running?
No, man. They got that Nova, right?
Yeah.
The Protag Nova.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I ain't seen them guys in a while. No, I ain't heard nothing about them, man. They probably trying to get back in the ring though. I just haven't heard nothing about it though. Most likely they trying to get back in the ring though. Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see, who was that? Tommy Gunn was there. He had Bertha out there. He did see Ground and Pound. No, they have a car. Let me see who else was there. Chicago Most Wanted was there. Donye was there. Uncle Keith, Chuck. They was there. Tate the Great was in the building. Shawty was there. Man, let me see who else is there, man. It was a lot of dudes. Puerto Rican Pete. Three Lug was in the building. Man, who else? Joe Terry was there. Man, it was a lot of guys there, man. Yeah, the East Side Folks,
cool.
We was there. Yeah, man. Man, like I say, man, when that shootout come, man, I don't know how big that field going to be, but God damn, man. The way y'all talking about what happened up there at Milan and then what happened at the Grove, man, it's going to be a hell of a shootout. I know that for sure. And plus the guys that might come from down south, whew, man, it's going to be a fight for that 10,000. I can tell you that. Ain't nobody going to walk in there and pick that up and walk up out of there.
Yeah, the Midwest this year is going to be something to be reckoned with. The South is not going to come close for two. This year.
I'm trying to tell you, man, from what I seen yesterday, whoo, man, this is going to be, that shootout for that 10,000 is going to be nice. And on the grill side, whoo, it's going to be even nicer, man, I'm telling you. Because I see some guys, man, that made some shakedowns yesterday. I just said, God damn, that's all I have to say, man. I believe it at that.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Yeah. Just sit tight. I'm about to open up a couple more of these mics.
All right, brother. I'm on with y'all.
All righty. 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312.
How everybody going?
Larry, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just hanging in there, man. Just trying to sit back and be patient and waiting on y'all to get it in, man. So we can keep it going, keep it moving, man. I just had to come in and speak to y'all, man, because I appreciate
on,
all
man.
The work all of y'all putting in, man. You know?
Oh, yeah, got it.
Y'all making, it. Y'all making it fun for yourself, but y'all making it fun for me at the same time, because I love to see y'all do what you do. So I just want to come on and speak to all Detroit. Say hello to everybody and pay my dues, man, and I'm going to get right back on mute, man, and let y'all get on down.
All right, Larry, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. 313-1861, your mic is open.
Hey, you got a
313-1861, your mic is open. Guess he wants to talk. 773-9705, your mic is open.
Oh, hold on, they got me on. Okay. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hold on 1 second. Let me get off this damn speakerphone. Hello, this is Big Sham. What's up, everybody?
Sham, what's up, man?
Man, what's going on, Meatball? Hey, it's a little intermission. I'm at my daughter's dance recital. I just wanted to give y'all a shout-out, man. You know what's going on, June 7th, man. It's going to be heavy, y'all. That's all I can say. Be there or be square. On the street, the street of Bukhaz. Y'all need to be there, man. No Limit Raceway. June 7th, me and Leroy. Meanwhile, you know what's happening. All them Detroit guys with them street of Bukhaz, man, they need to get up here if they look for some action. Hello?
It's going.
That means that man that call himself Street Team. Is it Street Team?
Street Team? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You
know exactly who he is. Mr.
You know,
Street
Queens. Hold on now. Meatball.
Street Queens.
That boy you've been talking about for the last 2 years, that he the king of the underground. Come on and play, baby. Hello?
Hey, check this out, Meatball. I'm going to throw a little something on top of the first-time races from anybody from Chicago that raced anybody from Detroit. I'm going to throw something on top of their pot, the first-time races. You like that?
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Hey, Sham. Truth be told.
Yes, sir.
They ain't trying to move with none of them street or streetable cars they got on the other side of the border. I'm going back
there. Especially Street Queens.
Huh? Them street and streetable cars, man, cross that county line if you dare.
Meatball said ain't so.
Who? Mm-hmm. Shit, you know what Meatball just did. Meatball hit the mute. He's smart. I mean, shit, you're supposed to do that. You know?
I am challenging anybody. Like I say, the first five races, I got to get back, though. They about to start it back. So I'm about to get back. I just wanted to give y'all a shout-out. Junior, carry on.
There you go.
And you can threaten anybody from Detroit to get up here to Chicago on next Saturday, 10 to 10.
I don't threaten nobody. You know, last week I tried to see if I could get a little action with that old raggedy four-door car, and I mean nothing. I can't get a nibble. I honestly think that the water's dry over there. Ain't no fish in the pond. But, you know, I'm going to leave it alone. But I will be at 131 with it now. I will be there. And I wish they wouldn't move.
But hey, Sham, you enjoy your night, brother.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you coming on, man. All right now. Hey, Slouch, I'm gonna go back on mute, bro.
All right, hold on 1 second. Refreshing the board. Oh, shit, that ain't it. All right. Shoot. Uh-oh, I'm messing up. Trying to get a hold of, shit, where is it? Trying to get in contact with, Slinky on here, trying to find his numbers so I can get him in. Let me see if this is it. 30619. And y'all quiet tonight. Ain't nobody over here talking.
Why don't you just start opening up the lines? Or are you looking for squinches?
No, I got to call him. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Tell him to call back in so we got people with their hands up so we can get them to share time. We can't open the lines up?
No. There's something wrong with his phone.
No, I'm talking about everybody else.
Everybody likes to open.
Hey, any of y'all going to the World Wars National?
Let me ask you guys this.
Since everybody else is on the line and Slouch is looking for something, based on what you see,
me.
As I was saying, everybody with their mics are open. Feel free to chime in. Based on the past three Grudge events, we've seen some strong cars. Is it at this point in time? Do you see any cars going undefeated based on these past four events?
Well, talking about who was I just talking?
Reggie. What's up, Reggie? How you? What's up, man? Hey, man. Because I'm gonna have to get out and get my kids, but I want to throw this bone out there, if you don't mind, real quick.
Sure.
We want to never scared and Peso trying to help, because June 14th is King of the Streets, and they're giving away some big money. You know, so if anybody from Detroit trying to make the trip, we're just trying to help Detroit racers get down there, man. So we got $200 anybody from Detroit that can make it there with a car, you know. So just trying to help out, you know, and everything, and really try to get down there. Johnny Quick went last year, and the other guy, and it was a good time, man. So if we, I know a lot of cars are on injury reserve right now.
Talking about the one up at the Grove.
Yeah, yep. So,
yeah,
it's cool, man. It's cool. It's a no prep race. So, just trying to get us to, you know, they coming up here July 26th to help us and show us some love. So, just want to throw that out there real quick before I forgot. Anybody trying to go, man, contact Reggie, George, Amir, Wayne. But, you know, we got $200 to kind of help somebody get down there to make that trip. You know, I know it won't cover it, but shit, we're just trying to help out. So, just want to throw it out there, Reggie. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. But, yeah, make sure we support our world racing. Again, it's a, we are a family. But, you know, whatever you can do does help. But, I wanted to touch back on the question, again, based on the cars you've seen thus far. You know, we've got four events under our belt. Is it anybody that looks that has a really good chance of going undefeated this year? We know that those Chucky's been looking extremely strong and running straight. Jimbo and those guys are getting under control, and just, you know, what those guys are doing with Kip and those guys over there, they're starting to get a hold of that. That program over there, and that, you know, that car is looking really fast. So, you know.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
And again, somebody can't.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press...
Somebody's phone used to be on mute. Please chime in. And like I said, before we were interrupted, Chad and those guys were looking strong, too. So the dust is starting to settle, and some of these cars are starting to look good. We know some cars are still out there, but based on what you've seen, guys, is anybody have their favorites to go undefeated this season?
I think it might be hard, man, to go undefeated. There's a lot of, like you say, man, a lot of guys have stepped their game up, and they're coming on with it now. It's gonna be some good races. That's what I know for sure.
Those guys, Chucky and Mark Crank and other guys are starting to get a handle on their program too. And, I always say, you know, you always got that drug racer that's lurking in the dark that's looking to surprise some people. And, you know, it's fair to say that Little Chris is not a surprise to anybody anymore. You know, I think he's, would it be fair to say that he's put himself on the map based on the last couple of races? You guys agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Hey, Reg.
Hello? Yeah.
Let me open up a couple more of these mics.
I thought you had them all open.
No, I got some. They're just a whole bunch just popped in. All
right.
All right, 586-4353. Your mic is open. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. I'm up here driving. 586-4353. Your mic is open.
Man, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, chilling, man. This Cutter from Young Money.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
How your car coming along?
Oh man, you know how that situation is with chassis guys around here, you know. Hopefully it'll be out the end of June, the end of this month or something, you know.
That's cool. You got the heat on. It's tough in here. All right, now hold tight. Let me open up a couple more of these mics, Cut. 313-6750. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Your mic is open.
Your mic is open.
This is Chris.
What up, Christopher?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Good job last week.
See, you didn't even charge your battery.
What'd you say?
And tell your daddy to charge his back before he get on the show.
Yeah, we just left from out to eat. He on his motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's up, Young Money, Chris?
What up, Cut?
I'm chilling, man.
So, Chris, tell us about your expectations for the season. What are you looking to accomplish?
To be honest, I don't even know. I mean, I know, but it's like, it's hard to explain.
No, it ain't. Go ahead and explain. He a silent assassin. That's what he don't talk. I mean, is there anybody you're looking forward to racing again, or is anybody you're looking to, going up against? You know, I'm sure there's some people you've ran against and you want to come back and get another shot at them. But there's some people out there that you're probably curious about running. You know, we're curious to know what you're curious about. There you do.
What'd you say, Granddad? Turn light on.
Actually, why don't you give us what was your thoughts going on that last, about a week ago? You had a race where you was riding the line. So tell us a little bit about that, man. What was up with that? You want to try? What was going through your mind?
With Superman.
Huh?
With Superman?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. The track wasn't hooking. Well, actually, we changed our tires, and it just threw everything off. Everything.
Okay. Hey, Red.
Ever since we...
Hold on, George.
Yeah, that's mine.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, ever since we changed the tires, we've been getting crazy, but I've been driving through it.
Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what happened? Little Chris blew his asshole out.
We got that, but we was trying to figure out this what was going through your mind when you was riding that line. Was you running?
Hey, Kaka, who's the last person to ask you blew out?
I'm gonna blow your ass out.
You gonna lock that in?
I ain't locking in shit. My car ain't got oil pressure.
Watch what the fuck you say around Chucky.
Hey, fuck Chucky.
Hey, what you want to do with it?
Hey, those niggas will be out soon. We going to do something.
I thought I'd seen it all when he was a nut hugger for Randy. I ain't never seen a nut hugger for a 16-year-old kid.
He said, what?
I said, stop being a fucking nut hugger and go do something.
Hey,
good God.
Hey, so does my car, you know I'm going to be racing like a motherfucker.
Exactly. Everybody else out here getting shit done.
I ain't got to go everywhere putting BMF on my race car. I'm going to have one sticker on that motherfucker say Young Money.
Hey, I'm the one out here doing something. What are you doing? Besides
you
running them cocksuckers.
Doing shit.
I ain't?
Hell no, you ain't oppressive.
Okay. I ain't out here trying to impress you.
Hell no, you're going to impress with that slow bitch.
You want to lock something in? Lock something in for fucking Lil Tony's race with your car.
I might not have
you
one
be out. You just said you'll be out at the end of June. Lock something in right now, my slow bitch.
Hey, you know how the tech you guys around here is. If I have oil pressure and I'm running right, I'll come over there to you and lock it in.
That team meet that you gotta have your shit done 2 weeks ago.
That's true. Yeah.
Did you say peso?
I said you would have took that motherfucker to Team Z, it would have been done 2 weeks ago.
So why your shit ain't done?
This is been out of Team Z forever.
Oh.
This is his garage, homie.
Oh.
He's too busy making free videos for all of us.
Man,
hey,
I don't want to hear that shit.
Don't give me a reason to put a motor in that motherfucker.
Hey, go put a motor in that bitch.
Lock something in when you give me something to do. Give me something to do.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Hey,
come on now.
When I get oil pressure.
Exactly, when you get oil pressure, so shut the fuck up until then.
Hey.
Yeah.
Brian Davis. You ain't shit.
Yes.
Ain't gonna never be shit.
I got oil pressure though. I'm a guy who ain't shit with oil pressure, which is more than you.
Yeah, you got oil pressure. I ain't gonna lie, but you still ain't shit.
Cutter, man, get out of there, man.
Cutter's the only motherfucker I know who wears a racing suit out each year, and the motherfucker don't drive.
So is mine.
Okay, guys, we just had a deja vu moment because last time Cutter was on, y'all all said the exact same thing. It's for real.
It's my
suit.
That's
because
I deja vu.
Ain't done nothing.
It went
the
same
guy ain't done
way.
Nothing. He ain't got nothing else to say but the same shit. He ain't done nothing.
Hey, my car ain't done. When it's done, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be beating on your ass. I'm going to be a pushback. Hey, you talking about a 16-year-old? Hey, hold on. You said a 16-year-old? That man fucked whatever his name is, daddy up.
Hey, ain't nobody taking nothing from him. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
So
when I
your
come
point?
Home, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do the same thing to you. We gonna beat
okay.
on y'all ass. We don't give a fuck
about
what you got.
Exactly. All right. Well, I hope you do.
Until then, he blew your asshole out.
You didn't blow my asshole out.
Yeah, he did.
You sure about that?
I said he didn't blow your asshole out. But give it due time.
Exactly.
He's going to blow your asshole out. And I'm going to blow
okay.
your asshole out.
Okay. Everything you got to say is pointless because you can't back shit up right now.
Shit, you was backing up. Rube was calling you out.
Young Money.
You ain't say shit to that
Where
man.
Was
he
I?
Got oil pressure.
Where was
Ooh,
I?
We.
He was in the fucking pits.
Where was I when I was backing up? In the fucking shootout
man.
Yesterday?
Man, nobody. Listen, you was already, like I'm saying, you was already going to the shootout. It was only four cars. Four cars advanced to wherever they fucking
I already racing. Won it with my slow bitch is what you're saying.
All right, you wanted to shoot out. Why you didn't race him?
Did you not
Left
see my car?
Out.
I've been having issues.
Listen, if you were a real grudge racer, you'd have said fuck a shootout and ran them.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, bitch.
Talking about if I was a true grudge racer, I would go out there after I just blew the damn thing up last year.
Listen,
I pulled off a damn miracle, and you're over here trying to put your problems on somebody else. Get off your lazy ass and go fucking do something about your car sitting over there.
Hey, you trying to buy your way in the racing game. We don't give a fuck about you or your car, you bitch.
How fuck am I buying my fucking way in the racing?
You know, you ain't really did shit.
Maybe you should try buying your way and pay some motherfucking bills and your shit to get done, you slow bitch.
Hey, my bill's paid. I'm just waiting, bitch.
Good God, they getting it in today.
Hey, ding.
My little grudge.
Hey, since you got the bad small block, you know what I'm saying?
Round 10.
You say you got the baddest small block, and Wayne got a small block. I think y'all should have made.
We will. We don't need your little ass sitting there getting between it. Wayne's got my number, and I got his.
You got the baddest small block. He say he got the baddest small block.
I got the baddest small
already?
Block in the motherfucking world. Get that right.
You ain't got the baddest small block in the world. Ron Rose will blow your ass off.
Well, then fucking find me one, motherfucker. Find a motherfucker, come here and race me at Lil Tony's event. And watch what the fuck I do to him.
I don't know
who it is. It's a small block.
Come on, race.
You get Ron Rose's ass up in this motherfucker, and I'll blow his asshole out.
Hold on.
That's a big order. That's a big order. I don't give a fuck. Now. Tell me I ain't got the baddest motherfucking small
water. Hey, Chuck. I'm trying to be because I was told to bag off here and there because I get a little bit aggressive. But you're not the only one out there now.
You going to engage with him?
Hey, I'm the one that brought it up. Cut did.
Oh.
And I'm just elaborating on what the fuck I always say. That's it.
That's why I said.
And I'm letting you guys know I don't pull this shit about I don't race class cars. Anybody who say that's a scared bitch. I don't give a fuck who you got. It's a small block of nitrous, bring them, class car or not. I don't give a fuck.
Ooh. Battery's low.
Thank you.
Y'all heard it here now. You know, I was told, do not facilitate.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real good offer to me though. But I'm gonna leave that alone. Yeah. I'm gonna leave it alone. Hey, cut.
What up, though?
Your money. Y'all was looking real good around January, February, March, even April. I don't know. Right now, things ain't looking too good for Young Money. Other than, I got to give it to him, that young assassin y'all got over there.
Yeah, he's putting us on the map.
Can't nobody take nothing from Lil' Chris. He's putting in work. Or Squinchy.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Big up to Squinchy.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, they putting in a lot of work. They definitely putting in work. I'm gonna tell you this, cause he's on you guys' side of the border. Y'all got problems with that young kid, boy. Cause the thing is, he's only gonna get better and better as time progresses. I tell you this, I'm willing to gamble on him. Within a year's time, he gonna have, if things continue as they are, he gonna have a chokehold on y'all. I'm willing to go.
The worst opponent you can go against is someone who's comfortable in the driver's seat.
That's
one of the worst guys you want to go against.
That's right. Anytime he can get in that car and he feels that he's a part of that car, y'all got problems.
Well, look at the past four shootouts we've had at Milan. There's a Jimbo, badass driver. Look how many times one pass, Mark's car goes right down. The second one, Jimbo's got a pedal. And he pedals it. He's comfortable with the car. He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
A driver can make or break a race.
That's right.
It ain't always giving gas and going down. The car don't always respond to what you want.
I tell you this, I said this a while back. Jimbo, one of the baddest son of a guns I've seen pedaling. That man there can pedal his ass off. You drive.
Right, you watch it on video, and it's like he reacts to it the minute it happens. Well, he doesn't even think about
it. He's tough when it comes to that pedaling.
That's the talent to do that.
That's right. That's right there. That is true. Hey, Young Money, y'all better get it together, boy. Summer's starting to heat up.
Everybody wait till Jimbo brings his car out. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, so that one he's running, that's Mark Crank's car, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When Jimbo's got his own car, he's a wild man.
Is that a small block or big block car? Or is that to be...
On that, I don't know. Terrible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm going to leave that up to him. It's not a secret, but I don't, you know.
Right. No.
It's a stock suspension car. I will say that. It's a stock suspension car. He's got true 28s on it right now with no bars.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Jimbo gonna go off. You know, there's been a couple races that I've seen that, honestly, he probably didn't have no business fucking with the other guy, but, shit, he get down. You got to get to him.
Well, that's this past weekend he raced Dom and Jake, the Blaine brothers. And, you know, it was a pedal fest between everyone, you know, and Jimbo prevailed. Like I said, not taking anything from Dom or the Blaine brothers. It's just, you know, it worked out in Jimbo's favor.
That's right.
He's the man when he does that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like Lil Chris. You know, Lil Chris was good on the light. He feels comfortable with that car. You know, he got close to the center line. He was smart enough to ease it over and not jerk the wheel over. The kid's got a lot of potential.
Yeah,
and it helps when
you got,
you know, someone like Squinchy, put him behind a good car and being safe about it. You know, Squinchy, if he feels anything's unsafe, he won't let his kid go no matter what the money is. So it's nice when you got someone, you know, a dad like that, that puts your health, you know, your safety in front of shit like that.
He doing what a father should. He looking out for his best.
Right,
safety.
But when the driver
feels
safe, that's trouble for everybody else.
Yep, that's correct. Ooh-wee. Y'all got trouble. Yeah, I got serious trouble. Yeah, man.
I actually can't wait till the Darth Vader comes out. That's just gonna be more action, and everybody knows that they ain't afraid to get down. That's the best part about it. You hear anyone going to the track and then Squinchy's there or Jimbo's there, Rubes is getting engaged with everyone, you know you're gonna go there and see racing.
I'm gonna tell you something. When Rubes and them sort that car out, they gonna be a handful now. They gonna be a handful.
Only problem I see with their program is they're reluctant right now to take their wheelie bars off. And around here, a lot of us don't mind just because we're trying to get down and have fun. But a lot of the guys out of state will have an issue with that. And
right. And
I'm not saying they're not going to take them off. They may take them off. But I think if they do get it to take them off, then their opportunity is going to be limitless. And I hope they do get it figured out because, you know, that, like I said, once again, that'd be good for the grudge game. But, you know, right now I know that they don't plan to take them off, which is the way they want to do their program. No one can tell someone how to run their program. But I hope they get it figured out with no bars because it's always fun. You know, you don't ever see too many Liberty cars other than Johnny Quick out here in the grudge game. You know, it's nice to see some different shit out there all the time. And you don't see no Liberty cars from down south.
No. I mean honestly that I know of, him and Johnny Quick are probably the only ones.
That and Johnny Williams, the Riddler.
Right. That's correct.
Yep. Well, from Detroit.
Is that car out also or no?
He hasn't been out. I know it's getting close to being done, or it may be done. He may be busy with work, but it's supposed to be out very soon.
Yeah, these cars are a handful with an automatic. You know damn well with a stick behind them. You got to be on point.
I ain't about that life. I'm stressed as it is.
Yeah, that's another curve in the equation.
Yeah. Then when you get them to work, they're badass. You can't fuck with them.
Yep, that is correct.
You know.
You know who proved that? Glidden did.
Oh yeah.
Glidden, that's a master when it comes to them. You know, to do the things that he did. That's to this day is still outstanding. Hey, Slouch.
What's up, Joe?
You wanna open up whatever? Cause I'm not looking on the board. You wanna open up whatever's there?
Yeah, let me open up a couple more. 313-6750. Your mic is open.
Caitlin,
yeah, that's the wrong one.
Open your house.
Man, open your mouth. 414. 6614.
This stuff again. I had dropped off, so.
Okay. Got you back. Go on, get this one open. 313-2526. Your mic is open.
Don't close my goddamn mic again.
Who's this?
What's up, Slouch? What's up, Junior? What's up, Brian? Cut, little Chris.
Oh, whoa! I know who it is now. Whoa! What's happening,
what's
man?
What's going on? You all right, Junior?
Yeah, man. You know what's going
I'm just
on, brother,
man?
There
nothing. Sitting back listening to the show and shit. I had to make sure I called in to talk some shit because I heard a caller earlier say he called out everybody that come on here and talk shit. So I'm calling in to talk some shit because I ain't worried about no Burgundy Pro Charge car. I'm going to drag that beat.
I don't know because I don't know who you're speaking about, but I'm thinking that maybe something of this nature might be it.
Father, please walk with us in bad times as well. It's good.
Hey, Joe.
I just want to make sure I'm not forgotten, man.
Hey, Junior, this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to have to motherfucker with that Burgundy Pro Charge, and I'm damn sure ain't worried about no white trash, nothing.
Then that's real easy. I mean, the next good
there
one,
go.
July the 26th. July the 26th.
I will be there.
I believe in one thing. Lock in. Shit.
Hey,
you know,
from my understanding,
With y'all history, y'all can run for a Coke and a hot dog. Shit.
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
Hey, Junior. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there on the 26th. If he there and both cars got oil pressure, I'm going to knock his motherfucking head off.
You promise? Hey, you promise? You promise?
I promise.
Pinky promise?
Pinky promise, whatever.
All right, that's all I need to hear. But, hey, also I want to congratulate Brian Davis, Jimbo, Mark, and Crank. Thank everybody else for participating in the shootout, man. It turned out we seen some nice races yesterday, man. It was all right, man. And
That's
I'm
a good
you,
thing.
Junior.
Congratulations on your show, brother. No doubt.
Yeah, thanks. Well, with my show, technically, I was doing one for the team, but, you know, I was a part of it and, you know, happy to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
And you know what?
But
that's all that matters in the end, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, just good to see Ruben Vail back out, man, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they can find some horsepower, get that thing a little quicker, you know what I mean? Because they done got knocked out 3 times in 2 weeks, goddamn it. They over there dizzy right now. Shit.
The season's still early now.
Oh, yeah, sir. Rude, like he had more fun in last week than he had in the last 2 years.
There you go.
So that's good to see, man. That's good to see.
I'm going to tell you, I remember about 2 years ago, I was always hearing Johnny Quick, about how he get his brains beat in, and that man went on a tear. I mean, shit.
Yeah, but then he went back to his normal self.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. I love this thing because all that does when you keep throwing that hot sauce on there, boy, see, all that shit do is light a motherfucker's ass up. Yeah.
Well, I need to put some hot sauce in DMX's asshole. Get him like hot some fire out his ass.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, we've been going over this since.
Hey, Wayne,
October
of
last year now.
Bow my ass.
Since October of last year,
Hey, but you know what? I just got a text from Squitchy and Lil Chris. They say they're picking up my slack right now. What you want to do with that yellow car?
Hey, man, the yellow car ain't talking to nobody. That's my wife's car. My daughter about to drive that. When she ready, hey,
put her on the
we
phone
talk about my
down.
Car.
Put her on the phone.
We
guys.
Talk about
this
my
car. No oil you ain't got no oil pressure.
Hey, when Squinty had this town with Brian Davis, what happened? They can write that back to it.
Hey, look, we can make this real simple.
I ain't got no oil pressure either. That's why I'm not talking.
Hold on, you got
all
somebody
you,
there
you
with
all you gotta say is you don't want no part of that burger, you motherfucker. Hey, that's all you gotta say.
All I gotta say is what?
You don't want no part of that burger, you motherfucker. That's all you gotta say. That red car.
Hey, I want a part of that burger car with my car is out. I'm not talking about my wife's car. I'm talking about my car.
So you want to race Little Chris with your race car, right? That what you're saying?
I'm gonna race everybody with my car.
Okay. So, in other words, the other car ain't for Rudd's race, right?
Yeah. In other words, did you hear me say my daughter might play with that car?
Huh?
Hey,
I
can
tell
you that,
why? I ain't seen that goddamn car on the track for the last 2-3 years. I ain't seen your goddamn daughter drive that car yet.
She about to drive it, nigga. She just turned 15, man.
Hey, man, the car been out there for 3 years, man. If the bitch
it
slow, man,
you
can't have slow.
The yellow car for 3 years. See, there you go. There you go. Just talking, just to hear yourself talk. I ain't even had a yellow car for 3 years.
Hey, X, don't tell me when I first seen that car, man. That was 3 years ago, man. This would be the third
season. You a motherfucker liar. I got that car
this
last year,
this would be the
year,
third
man.
Season. X, this would be the
no,
third season,
both
man.
Both of my cars, I done had the same size. I bought the burgundy one first, then I bought the yellow one. I only had the burgundy one for 1 year. This a whole year now, man. Don't tell me how long I had my goddamn car.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what the fuck I know, motherfucker.
Hey, I bet you $1,000, motherfucker, and I was like your ass in on that. Since you
hey,
know that
so
motherfucker
take,
much.
Let's take the $1,000 and let's bet it on Grudge Racing.
You said what?
I'd rather bet the $1,000
hey,
on Grudge Racing.
I done figured something out with you, man. You just want to hear yourself talk, man. And I ain't in the mood to talk with you no more. When my car is
hey,
your car, I'm knocking
hey,
your motherfucking
hey,
head off.
Hey, X, if I want to hear myself talk, I can do that every Thursday, man.
Well, talk to yourself, man. I don't want to hear it.
Hey,
I don't have no
hey,
oil pressure
hey,
right
hey,
now.
Hey,
you
hey,
ain't got no oil
are,
pressure.
Are you,
hey,
are
hey,
you
this
you don't want
me
to
on the show. Hey, Wayne, listen. Do you got oil pressure? Do you got oil pressure, Wayne?
Hey, I'm not even talking about my car.
Do you got oil pressure? Yes or no?
Hey, look, let me tell you something.
If you
do you want to do something? I'm going to lock that car in. What you want to do?
Well, I don't got oil pressure to be talking with my car right now.
We're not talking
so
about
not
them two cars
nothing.
Now. We're not talking about them two cars now.
I'm not racing Squinty big block with my small block. I'm not doing it.
So why last week you said you were racing?
I wasn't gonna race him. He should have just went on by his business, and we should have raced.
Okay. Oh, well, hold on. So you don't want to? You change your mind now? Just say that.
I ain't saying I changed. I'm saying I'm not racing.
Heard,
I'm not talking about the other car.
My own ears.
I heard you in my own ear say you wanted to race.
Why are you talking about squinting your car? I'm talking about beating your motherfucking head in. So what the fuck?
I've been listening to you
hurry
talk that bullshit for two or three years, man.
Hey, man.
You said your car was going to be ready in February, motherfucker.
My car will be ready in 2 weeks.
You said that
get
in February.
Get your car ready, and I'm going to knock out your ass.
So you want to lock in for 2 weeks?
I'm going to lock in for a little Tony race.
Hey, man. Why you just say two weeks, man? You just said two weeks, because
you don't like little Tony. Which one is it?
Hey, if that's what you think, then that's what you think, man. I'm not even going to feed into that bullshit right there.
Hey,
that shit right there,
you show
that's
up,
called some
if
gay
you
ass.
Show up,
that, hold on,
if
hold
you
on,
show
hold on,
up, I'm not
hold
gonna
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's back up a little bit. What do little Tony got to do with me and your conversation, man?
Hey, what I said was you said you wasn't going to show
hold
up.
On, hold
Tony,
on, hold on, hold on.
You told me that already.
Hold on.
Hold on, when did I tell you that?
You said you wasn't coming to this race. Hold on, when did I say that? You said that when we fell out on your show, you said I'm not coming to Little Tony race.
That's what you said on my show. Hold on, because you got amnesia or something, man.
I will give anybody $1,000 that could pull up my show when I said that.
If it wasn't your show, it was the show we own.
Damn, he can't watch his
but you didn't say that. You said you wasn't going to Little Tony race.
Hey, Heavy.
Hey, I don't think Wayne said that.
Hey,
that's how he's supposed to race Little Tony
with
at
that.
His race.
You ain't never said that.
Wait, hold on.
You ain't never said
that,
dog.
I was going to let DMX hang himself because he forgot at one point.
He done hung himself.
He was almost locked
you ain't never said that.
Tony show. See, that's what you do.
No.
You can't fuck with somebody.
Hey,
you try to get
hang myself, Wayne. I know it's bullshit, man.
Hey, DMX,
hold on.
He ain't never talked
whatever,
bad about
man.
Nobody's show. He ain't never said nothing about he wasn't going to nobody's show, dog. He ain't never did
so
that,
dog.
Shut the door, please, so we can hear these two gentlemen conversate. We got Manny Pacquiao in one corner and Floyd Mayweather in the other. Are they ever going to get down? Who knows, man? All right, y'all can continue. My bad.
Come on. So when did I say this, DMX?
Hey,
on what show was this now?
Hey, Wayne.
Hold on, you just sat here and told a bald-faced lie on me, man.
I just sat here and lied to everybody on this motherfucking phone.
How come nobody else ain't heard this shit, man?
This is my thing. This is my thing, Wayne. Why is me and you even talking, man?
Your car,
because we only talk
about the
car. This conversation is over with me and you.
I made it very clear when I pressed the one button. I said I heard somebody say if they want action with your car, all
okay.
they gotta do is come on here talking shit, and you're gonna fuck them up. So I told you I pushed the one button to talk some shit, and that's what I've been doing, talking some shit to your punk ass. And now you gotta start lying because you can't handle me talking shit.
Man, hey Wayne, I'm not worried about what you saying,
motherfucker.
This is the only thing I gotta say to you, man. I don't deal with you for a reason, and the only thing we gotta do is wait to vote cards there and get down. After that, we don't have nothing else to talk about, man.
Hey, you don't deal with me because I wouldn't loan your ass no fucking money.
Here, Wayne.
Motherfucker,
even we gonna
running
race,
around the field.
Even we gonna
hey,
race,
man.
When you
hey,
got
hey,
all the
DMX, you can't even pull your car in nobody's shop unless you pay first, motherfucker.
You said what?
I don't go to nobody's shop and let them do work to my
yeah,
car and say, I'm glad to pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, motherfucker.
Hey, first of all, I'm not going to nobody's shop.
You're running around here getting work done, ain't paying for your services.
Hey,
you don't know that shit, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Wayne. You want to hear yourself talk, man. You want to hear yourself talk, Wayne?
Hey,
But I know y'all like each other, so I mean, when y'all ready to engage, man, come on with it, man.
I don't think he's gonna step up to the table, man. I don't think the man got the courage, man. He ain't cut out for this shit, man. I've been watching this stupid
thing I gotta say, when I got oil pressure, you got oil pressure. I'm gonna show you who got the courage and who don't.
Amen. Stop it, man.
Hey, Wayne, you gonna look so goddamn stupid. You might as well park that white bitch that's not bad, that hoe. You ain't gonna be able to talk no more.
Hey, man. They say that in your car, man. So I don't even know. Hey, I don't know, man. Yeah.
They say it ain't my car. Who car is it?
Hey, man, I don't know, man.
Hey, they say it, your car ain't yours neither. So well, I don't know neither, huh?
It ain't my car.
Hey, it's a lot of haters in this world, Wayne, and you started turning into one because, motherfucker, you know that's my car.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not my car, man.
Man. Hey,
Slouch.
Hey,
Slouch.
What's up, Junior?
You got any more you want to open up? I mean, you know, Wayne and DMX go at it every opportunity they got.
Hey, DMX,
now, you spoke for umpteen minutes. I didn't say nothing.
Hey, I just want to say a couple of sentences to you, June, and I'm done talking. I'm going to mute my mic. My thing check this out. My thing is, man, I don't fuck with Wayne. I don't try to talk to Wayne at the track, nothing. He on his show trying to talk to me so he think we cool again. I don't fuck with him. We gonna write.
I mean, okay. That's all fine and dandy.
I don't think a motherfucker on here. I think we cool, motherfucker.
Hey, Julie. Yes.
Well, I'm on mute my mic, but you have a good day, Julie. Finish your show, and when my car ready, we gonna get down and that's the end of the conversation.
Hey, I called you in because I told you I want some action. You said motherfuckers talking shit. They got action. I'm talking shit.
Yeah, he did say that. You did respond. So
that's what the fuck he said. I'm doing exactly what the man said. He the one who want to get his feelings all in this shit, man. Fuck that punk motherfucker, man.
Hold on, man. A while ago you said I'm not gonna ever raise DMX, but now all of a sudden you got a Superman, you got the Kryptonite in your back pocket, motherfucker. I'm a Kryptonite.
We cast a Superman out last week.
Hey,
DMX, I straight want to fuck
you. Hold on. Was that Squinchy?
I want to make you my pit.
You already know it, Junior. I'm back on the mic,
Hey, Squinchy. Hey, man.
What's going on?
All week long, you know damn well you one of the first ones to call in. You're damn near the last one to leave the bar, and you ain't charged your battery up. Now you want to come in and say something, man? Mute your motherfucking mic, man.
Hey, Squinchy.
My battery was going dead, and I was enjoying a dinner with my mother that I missed yesterday.
I threw a dinner for my mother
for her birthday. Our water pump went out. My peoples, Young Money called me, made sure that I got somewhere to be able to get a water pump, drove it to the track. My mother called me and said, listen, stay out there with little Chris and let him do his thing. I'm coming to the party. Nope. I went on and raced, and today I spent time after church with my mother. And called into the show, and I said, "Nah, Ma." She said, "Go get a battery if you don't." I said, "Nah, I'm gonna spend some time with you." And I call in, my people's be waiting on me. I got 50 texts from people telling me to call, but I gave her her time.
Hey, Squinch, hold on. Now, you know, I because of what you just said about Mom, I gotta give you a pass, man. But you ain't gonna pull that motherfucker off again. You ain't gonna be able to pull it off again, goddamn it! Shit, no, that's a good thing, brother.
Junior, I was on that with Jonathan's flip flops and a barbecue stained T-shirt at the race yesterday, and then tell you
up.
That.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Out there, and I gotta get something out. You know, Wayne got every book of rights on my car. I told him, I talked to him. That's his. He got that. If somebody call us out, you can't hear from me. He got that.
What did he say, Squinch? He said he wanted to race the car, man.
Yes, he did. DMX did say he wanted to race the car with the yellow car, his nicest car, the one that had oil pressure. We didn't get to get too many things involved that day.
Hey, listen, Squinch. I did say that, but after all the shit went down with me and you,
I just said I'm gonna back away from that, man, because it ain't racing. It ain't racing with all that other shit going to play, man. It ain't racing. Ain't no reason to race you. Ain't no reason to talk no more shit with you. You know what I'm saying? It's no reason for that. We supposed to be racing.
Well, damn, DMX. Well, damn, DMX. Why in the fuck you can't talk to people, man? Everybody else can talk about racing, man. Why you can't talk about racing without having an altercation, man?
Hold on.
Everybody else is talking about racing, DMX. We talking about racing, man.
I'm done with Wayne. Me and you, Squidgy, that's all it is, man, in a nutshell. You know, in a couple weeks or so, maybe we will get down. But right now, I'm just trying to avoid all conflicts. You see what I'm saying? And
I ain't never gonna say you scared to race. I'm never gonna say you this, you that. All I'm saying is, at the point we at right now with both cars, and we know they running and running to potential. Okay, I think we need to go on and get it. I think we need to because listen, this is hold on. Give me, I gave you yours. Just give me 2 seconds.
All right, go ahead.
We done built this. Everybody want to see this. Everybody at the track from Michigan know what's going on, and even Chicago. We done built this little thing up from that last no ET to a climax that we just need to go and let it go. We need to go and let it go. We finger fucking it.
Okay,
we need to built it all up. Everybody know we need to race and to get this out the way between DMX and Never Scared, DMX Young Money, or if it's Squinchy and DMX. Then it's built up to the point where we got cars with oil pressure. We need to go out there and take them out there and do it. I'm not gonna keep arguing with you because I'm a show love type of guy. I'm old school loyalist. I'm gonna ride with you, but I go to race for real. My shit is running.
Squidgy,
I'm trying to get that bitch there. If it's limping, I'm trying to get it there.
Hey, Squidgy, but listen to me, Doc. Yeah, I know she in it. But listen to me, Squinchy. Your car went down the track. My yellow car ain't went down the track yet. So that's like a setup with a failure, man. You done went down the
right,
track.
I hear that.
The yellow car ain't
well,
went
that's,
down
well, that's
yet.
All the fuck you. That's all the fuck you had to say.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
That's all the fuck you had to say,
motherfucker.
That's all the fuck you had to say, motherfucker.
Fuck your mouth.
That's all you had to say. That's all the fuck you had to say, man.
Hey, Squinchy, when I make a couple good hits with the old car, I'll try you. But right now, I'm not trying nobody. But when the burgundy car come out and Wayne got his car out, I'm beating his motherfucking head in.
Hold on,
you don't have to talk no more, man. Me and Squinchy, this is what we had going. You need to shut the fuck up, Wayne.
Hey, X-Man. I'm going to talk whenever I feel like talking. I feel like talking right
well,
now.
Well,
so you going to have to hang up the phone,
man.
Or you going
to
listen to me talk, man.
Hey, X.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
Squinchy, but if everything is right, we're going to go test the car in a couple weeks. If everything is right, we're around you, dog.
Hey, DMX.
That's cool.
Hey, X. For one chance, don't ever think that you gonna beat that white car, dog.
I'll whoop your ass too.
I know you want to. Everybody
want
to whoop my ass.
That white car ain't shit.
Okay, yeah, because you ain't with Never Scared. We know. That's why you got a problem with everybody because they won't let you in their team, man.
Hold on,
don't nobody give a fuck about you, man. Fuck you.
And Lil Freddy car, lock it in for Saturday.
$1,500
better.
Man, we talking about that Miley, man.
Man, get your ass off the show, man.
Man, you get your ass off the show.
Okay,
I ain't going nowhere.
So DMX, when would you like to lock it in for DMX?
Yeah, hey, man.
When you want to lock
get it
inside?
Together, man. And I'm not going to lock it nothing until I know I'm going to the track. If we going to the track together and both cars there, we can lock it in. I don't
you
know where I'm going to mine. I'm going to Chicago.
Wow.
Man, my man
you just told this man you'll fuck him up.
Right. I will fuck him up.
When?
Okay. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on down. Hey, Wayne, come on down.
Come on.
Chicago.
Come on, get it in.
Come on.
No, we're talking about that Mylan.
Those are streetable cars, ain't they? Come on.
Yeah.
We'll
I don't got no street car. I got a car.
Oh, you got... Oh, it ain't a street car? Okay.
No, I got a
street
car, man.
Okay.
His car sitting just like... It got slicks just like DMX car got slicks, man.
Yeah, right.
See, my
come
point
on.
Being...
Come on,
my
DMX.
Point being is, man,
Right.
Hey, man, I'm not talking to none of you guys.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, Junior, keep the show going, man. I'm going
to
mute my mic.
I'm
done
talking
to with these jokers. When my car there, when my wife car there, a little pretty car there, I'm going to knock his ass off. And when Wayne car there, my brother be car there, I'm going to knock his ass off. And we're going to be done with the whole Never Scared camp.
Hey, Junior, did
you
we try to lock him in? Did we just try to lock him in? Junior, are you there? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, Junior. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, you did.
Okay,
what
happened? He got a hell of a reverse in that transmission, though.
I'm something. I'm not going to be at mine on this weekend.
We was
mute
out of town
Mike,
when that happened. We was out of town when
right.
that happened.
Mute his mic. Mute his mic, Junior.
Hey, Slot, nah, that's one thing. We don't need no mics. You can self-mute yourself. Hey, Slot, we got any more hands up? Go ahead,
yourself,
open them
DMX.
Up.
Mute yourself, DMX.
I need to find out something with the Eastside Stranglers, the Hawk and them. Any way you could get in contact with them? Because I got a few things I need to holler at them about. Any way you can get a hold of them?
If I'm not mistaken, Stokes is on the line. Stokes, if you're still on, come on in.
Stokes, what's up? This is Quench. What's going on, man? This is Quench.
What's up? What
do you do, man? What's up? How y'all sitting, man? Y'all ready or what's going on, man? I'm trying to find out. You know what we're supposed to do this weekend. I'm trying to see where y'all at. I don't know. You know how things fly through the air. I'm just checking on y'all.
Right now, man, they still with me, man. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, Squinch, you can call in Thursday. Call in Thursday on Big Sham's show, and Thursday's closer than Sunday, so. You'll be able to get an update, you know.
Okay, I want to know, we have to know which way we going, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's the only the one race locked in down there. And, I mean, I'm hoping everything good with them so we can go on and get it out the way. But,
I'll tell you this, there will be action down there. One thing for sure, there will be plenty of action down there.
Are you out the way seeing somebody?
Now I got a question for y'all. What's up with them streetable cars that y'all got, man? In Michigan, man. You know, I've been for the last 2-3 weeks. I've been trying to get a lock in for Little Tony's race, and ain't nobody
saying. I got something on the back burner. I ain't been trying to really bait your breath with it, but I actually, because you know, I'm Never Scared North. We got a car up here in Pontiac And they talk, you know, you know, I told you before that I said I could talk to them. Fodo, Buick, air conditioned, plush seats from the factory, you know, 8-track, because he's old school, BB King, everything in there. And a few cats, you know about the car. That's Stack's car. I'm in conference with him now. He's trying to see if he could get it together to go up with your LTD. Me and him have already talked about it. I'm thinking we get it together.
That sounds great, sir.
Right now, I have to say 50% sure, maybe even 60, because me and him talked about it, and the car's in the shop because it was apart when I told him. And he's saying he's trying to have it together.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a full description. 86 LTD, four-door, flat hood, small block on spray, full interior, exhaust all the way to the back, stock suspension. I either have a 28 or a 275 on it. I mean, the only thing, I ain't got no AC on it, and it got a hoop in it. You know, if somebody complains because I got a hoop, I'm going to keep it real.
My man ain't funky like that. He ain't funky. He's straight up 100 with his. But he, he's trying to get it back together.
I keep it real. I lock in. If the car isn't what I described to the T, they get that lock in as soon as they see me. If that car ain't what I'm describing, you know, I don't. Especially when it's guys from out of town, I don't play that bullshit of trying to mislead a motherfucker. You know, I'm going to tell you, to an extent, you know, where I feel comfortable how the car sits. But like I said, it's flat hood, four-door, stock suspension, exhaust all the way to the back, full interior, everything. There ain't a panel missing in this car, you know.
Man.
I'm looking to engage.
Yeah, this will be a car that he literally would drive from Detroit to 131. Go to the store on a beer run in the store, get in the lane, pull another car up, unhook it, make a pass, and come wait down the other end to pull the other car.
That's what's happening for real.
This is straight up beautiful car.
I won't drive because if I break out there, that's too long a ride.
He gonna drive it all the way.
Okay.
To Alabama. I ain't even gonna front on you. My man, I have been on the road and he has called me and I've met him on the highway and he was in another state deep in the south with this car.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. He drives.
Hey man, fuck all this, man. Where do DMX go, man?
What was that?
Where from DMX go, man?
DMX is on mute right now. He taking a break, brother. Hey man, y'all need to stop rattling that man's cage like that, man.
Hey, that motherfucker gonna try to tell him the truth, man.
Hey, okay. Now I'm gonna ask a question because I like to gamble. They make good burgers at Miley. I don't remember the last time I was there what they made. I'm willing to bet whether at 131 or Milan, I'm willing to bet a burger that y'all going to be there and y'all ain't going to get down, man. Come on.
Okay.
I love eating burgers at the track.
Hey, I bet you that burger is a little free.
I'm going to make it a double cheeseburger with bacon that it won't be because of me.
Right.
Oh. I can't grab that bit. That's a sucker bit. But I mean,
never scared.
I'm willing to bet that y'all gonna be on the premises. Y'all ain't gonna engage for whatever reason it may be.
All bullshit aside, Junior. I just want to race and fuck that man up. All the other bullshit, I don't give a fuck about. All that little line he was just doing, all that shit is irrelevant, man. At the end of the day, the only reason we call into these talk shows, the only reason we go to the racetrack is to motherfucking race. All the other shit
don't
matter, man.
That's right. That's right. And again, I'm glad you said that. You know why? A lot of times guys take this shit too personal. I understand.
Too personal. They catch feelings, man. There's
certain things you just don't say. I talk shit. If I disrespect a man, it's because I got bad intentions behind it. That's the only time I disrespect somebody. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, this jaw-jacking we do, we like grudge racing, street racing. This shit like the WWF, man. You know? Okay,
hey, Junior,
it's not prescripted, but all it is hype, man. Don't take this shit personal, man.
Hey, Junior. Anybody on the air that would happen to want to get on with the little burgundy car? Is there anybody in reasonable sitting like us?
Hey, Squinch. Hey, this Fred Junior. Not to cut y'all off. That's just like yesterday, last night. Jimbo walked up in the lane. Jimbo came up under the little tent. We all sitting up under there. If anybody was up under there, what did Jimbo say he was gonna do to Rude?
Say he's gonna fuck him up.
He said did he not, or did he say that he was gonna gap him?
Damn.
Last night.
I mean, and that's what he's supposed to say.
Last night.
I mean, shit.
Jimbo came up under there. He told them. Randy said, "I bet you the odds, 2 to 100." Jimbo said, "No, I ain't finna do none of that. I'm just gonna show you that I'm gonna gap him." Did Jimbo not gap him? Like he said he was gonna.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Never scared racing.
Oh Lord.
Ah, now
this
I know why you said.
This shit
that.
Is real
okay.
shit. This shit is real
okay.
shit.
Okay. Well, I mean, Never Scared got any street cars, streetable cars?
Yeah, we got one sitting around.
What's happening?
Hold on, we got
some background noise. We got some
background
noise. Hold on. Whoever it is, cut that background noise out. Come on now.
I'm on lunch break. Hold on. Let me put my phone on mute.
I got one online. What was that now? Y'all got one there. What?
I said, yeah, my man Tim, he got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what his plans is for this weekend. So,
okay. No. I'm trying to get something locked in for July the 26th.
For June 7th.
Tony's race. July the 26th.
Oh, for Tony's
race.
Tony race.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he might have it out there. I don't know. I gotta talk to him and see.
Go ahead.
I talk to him and see.
Well, we gonna have multiple. I mean, I'm speaking on the Ford, but we gonna have multiple streetable cars, which we gonna be looking to engage with.
Mhm. Right.
You know, we got that old little Mazda. We'll have that car up there. We trying to engage. All right,
baby. Uh huh. We'll
yeah,
see,
I mean, yeah,
we'll
y'all keep me, because I hate to go over there and then on Sunday get on the show and talk shit about y'all, because I won't mute a mic, but I won't open up none and talk shit the whole night to myself. Yeah, I'm a blast, y'all motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, I definitely am. Shit.
Hey,
no doubt.
Hey, this for BT. BT, we grudge racing in Detroit, baby. We getting it in.
Okay, you know what? Again, I don't mean no disrespect, but I don't give a fuck what anybody around the country think about us up here. You know,
me neither,
you,
really, but I'm just saying, you know,
easy,
they say we
easy.
Ain't grudge racing up north.
Right.
So that's
right,
for Chicago,
okay.
That's for Indiana, that's for Detroit. Well, we got it in last night.
Man,
no.
You
there
know,
was some grudge
you know
races going
is,
on last
man.
Night.
You know what it is.
There was some grudge races going on last night that we didn't never think was going to ever happen.
You know what it is, that the grudge race.
But it did.
Here,
it went down last night.
There, we don't have 500
What was the best grudge race last night?
That ain't got nothing
best
better
grudge
to
race?
Do all week long.
Yeah.
No, I got it. The best grudge race last night?
Yeah.
Was The best grudge race last night was Lil Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you,
Lil Chris.
We appreciate it. We appreciate
Lil Chris, that was because they had two back to back, and he knocked them off real quick.
Oh yeah, he did. You know, last week, if you wouldn't have started the conversation that you did the way you did, you might have put me in the trick bag. But I'm glad you opened your mouth. Because I see you got a bona fide, killer over there. You was trying to trick me, man. That ain't cool, bro.
I most definitely love and respect you.
Yeah, but if you wouldn't have said what you said, yeah, you might have had me in the trick bag. No, sir.
Hey, Junior, ain't that what they say grudge racing is about, trickery?
That, you know what? Grudge racing is the art. Listen, grudge racing is the art of deception. If you can master the art of deception, you're going to be one of the baddest grudge racers on the planet. Yes, sir.
All right, I got a quick question for y'all, right? So if you get on these talk shows and you talk a whole lot of shit and you ain't really race nobody, what kind of deception is that?
That's like that again. I don't mean no disrespect. That's the art of a used car salesman. Come on, man. I mean, shit. The baddest. Hey, back. See, you got a lot of young cats now, so they don't know. Back in the day, the baddest motherfucker out there was the guy that sold encyclopedias. Some of y'all don't even know what the fucking encyclopedia is. You know, then you got the used car salesman, and now you got the, I guess, the internet talk show grudge racers. Come on, man. Shit. Now, my question is, who you directing this at?
Hey, man, let's just put it like this, man.
All right, I'm going to leave it alone.
Hey, man, I think the people that's been racing will continue to keep racing. So when you
go out there
to the track, motherfuckers like Quincy and Lil Chris, they're going to race. Jimbo Mark Crane going to race. Wicked Racing going to race. Brian Davis going to race. Young Money, they going to race. You know what I mean? Never Scared, we going to race, man. You know, Ride or Die, they going to race, man. You know, Johnny Quick, he gonna race, man. The man got oil pressure, he gonna race, man. But motherfuckers is just wolf. That's all they ever gonna do, man.
There you go.
That's all they ever gonna do, man.
They always said
a barking dog can't bite.
Hold on now. Don't say that.
A barking dog can't bite, Junior. I ain't never seen no barking dog bite.
When he stopped barking, he gonna bite. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not catching on to what I'm saying.
A barking dog
can't bite.
As he's barking,
you know why he can't bite?
Because
he started running his motherfucking mouth.
That is correct.
That's why he can't bite. He can't because he keeps barking. He can't bite.
As you are correct, sir. Yeah.
Hey, Junior, I want to send a quick shout out before I get off this phone, man.
No doubt. Come on with it, man. Come on.
To Honky Tonk, Victor, and who else? Blackstain got his goddamn mind. Yeah, the Blaine brothers and who else was it? Somebody else I'm forgetting, man. We got some guys that's been around, but they got some cars out now. You know, they get real comfortable with their cars, man, and they ain't scared to race, man.
That's what's happening, man. Hey, Slops, we got anybody else?
Hello?
Hey, Slops.
Yeah.
You got anybody else?
Whenever you're ready, son.
I mean, if you ain't got nothing else, we could taper this off, man.
What's going on, fella?
Yeah, I guess.
This is Terrell, man. Eastside Stranglers.
Oh.
It's no near.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
What's up, Terrell? This is Squinch, man.
There you go.
What's
Come
going on.
On,
guy?
I'm trying to see where you at. What's going on so I can make my plans for the weekend. I'm starting early. See what
Uh-oh.
We're doing.
Well, shoot. I'll be down on the 22nd. See what's up, man. Definitely going to engage.
We doing this in July. We doing this weekend.
No, we're not doing this again.
We not?
No.
I thought we were doing it. Okay, remember we were supposed to do a streetcar shootout. I was going to come down.
You didn't talk to me? Who you talk to?
Bro.
You got the hawk?
Yeah.
You finished?
Right. Remember we were locked in for the streetcar race.
I never locked in nothing with you. Who you talk to?
With the hawk?
Yeah, who you talk to?
I asked him, Terrell.
I talked to one of y'all. We locked the hawk in with Lil' Chris. I'm going to have to go back to find the tape about a month back.
No, you didn't talk to me.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. I'm checking here on what I got. Let me see what I got here.
That's you, Stokes?
Yeah, it's me, Joe.
Okay.
I'm
going to have to check. If you ain't got it, Peso got it. I'm going to check with Peso if you ain't got it, Junior. Because we put it down. We argued about it. It's been about a month. I'm supposed to race the hawk. The hawk.
Nah, you got my car locked in on a race. You didn't talk to me. You got to talk to Sorrell.
Okay.
I know who you talk to.
Okay, well, me and you didn't have media, good heated conversation.
I never had a conversation with you. When I came to Detroit, man, you never talked. You might talk to my brother, so you never talked to me.
Okay, it might have been Hootie. Now, that sounds familiar. That dude. So let me introduce myself.
Okay.
Mustang SN 95, 28 inch tire.
Okay, I'm trying to live in the present.
Street car.
I cannot change nothing in the past. You can't change nothing in the past.
I'm trying to see what y'all trying to do.
Squinchy, Terrell, hold on one second.
Yeah,
You got somebody with some background. They talking in the background. Can you please mute that mic so these two gentlemen can discuss this, please?
For real?
Yeah. They got a TV show or something going on, man. Can you please mute that? Thank you. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. SN95 sitting on 28. Ain't much I can say. Big block. I ain't gonna lie about that. We damn near sitting like y'all sitting. Talk to somebody.
I know the car. I know Chris. I know the red Mustang. The white hood. I know the car.
Yeah.
But we never. Me and you never talked the book in no race. Cause I don't have a horse.
And that's what I said. I think it was Hootie. Somebody called him up and put it together, and I'm pretty sure I can get with Peso and get with that. But never here nor there, I'm trying to see when we can get something locked in.
Well, I'm not going to lock anything. Real talk, I definitely want to try you, but I'm not going to lock anything until I get oil pressure, brother. So we got from after this weekend to the month of July to do something.
Okay. I got another race that's really going to go down at the big thing. If you own a property, I got one big race that I'm really trying to do, but let me see what's going on because we got another car that's going to have oil pressure. This is a new car called Darth Vader. That might be something we both can sit down, look it over, and go ahead and maybe do something and give a show on. I'm most definitely most interested because it ain't even about the money. It's the Young Money thing. You got out on us once. I'm trying to get back. That's what it's about, okay?
I ain't going to go around the circles. I'm just trying to get out.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, we definitely going to do something with that car. I guarantee you for the year out, we're going to get that race on. Hopefully we get down to Latonya race. I'm ready to set and go. We're on the same property. You got action. But this weekend,
okay.
There's no lockup this weekend on that because we didn't talk about it. I didn't talk to you about that. I'm the owner and operator of the Hulk.
And I think I talked to Hootie. They called Hootie for me. Something went on, and they were supposed to lock in with one. It was picking on somebody else that came in. He said, I can lock in. I locked in with him for this race coming up down there. But I get that figured out. When you own a property, you got a person, you're going to work something out down there. I respect that. Junior,
okay.
I was so hoping to see you
yes.
this weekend.
I'll
definitely be there.
We got plenty more weekends coming, brother. I know for a fact July the 26th, I will be at 131.
I got a race. I locked in on a race on the 7th. What you gonna do on July 26th? I know Tony.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Junior, I gotta say one thing, though, man. I don't know if y'all know about Shannon Butler, man, but, hey, Females Gloves, where she's coming out, she got a new partnership. Man, that's off the chain, man. She going to be somebody hell to beat, boy, this year.
Who?
Hey, Terrell. Yeah, Shannon Butler.
That motherfucker rough, man.
She tried to lock in on Turbo G2 last night. He wouldn't go. But she got 131 this year.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Is that the nicest car I heard about? Is that
the
nicest car that was in the
shootout
yesterday?
No, Pro Charger.
Oh, Pro Charger.
Shannon
Bowles
got a whole new car.
What's on this nicest car I heard about yesterday?
That was Plumber Kevin.
Okay.
He made it to the finals.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he made it to the finals. Him and Spazoff and A-Tank, they made it to the finals, but somebody broke down the track, messed the track up, took too long to clean it up, curfew kicked in, so they had to shut it down.
Okay.
This is out of Union Grove. Yeah.
So what's our main girl's track this year?
Marty Mister.
All right. There you go. Hey, the Grove was hooking yesterday too, y'all.
Yeah, Grove was getting in yesterday.
That motherfucker was hooking, boy.
And I'm locked in with SVO this year too.
I take SVO
you,
for 100.
They give me the back shot today.
I take SVO for 100.
Hey, Terrell, they giving you the back tire. They giving you the back tire to the A.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try that.
Oh, you got somebody with a lot of background. Well, I mean, if we ain't got nothing else going on, I'm ready to close this down. But,
out of town this weekend to the event, man, Eastside State is having a party Friday night. That's a celebrity East. On South Chicago, I get down here, man, you know, we partying.
There you go. You guys are more than welcome. I mean, again,
more welcome
you know, you got, if you guys can make it out, this Saturday, Big Sham's race, I mean, when it comes to the street and streetable cars, don't get me wrong, it's open to everybody. But when it comes to the street and streetable cars, we're going to have a lot of action down there. We're going to show y'all how we drugs race on this side. But, hey, Slouch. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, you closing this out already?
Yeah, I'm going to close it down.
I got a guy writing me on, I got a guy on Facebook, Travis Kirk, trying to lock us in for the No E.T. this weekend.
Who's that?
Guy named Travis Kirk. He's a regulator racer. He got that all over his car. Anybody from regulators, listen, get a hold of Quincy. You want to see what's happening with that. I'm trying to put that together on record.
I don't know if he'd be able to call in or if he, I mean, there's no hands up on him, so.
All right, well, then, that's something we'll take care of.
If not, call in Thursday on Sam's show, and you guys can get it locked in. The same number.
Hey, 14. What's good?
That sound like Black Thing Brother, so that's the last thing.
That Black Thing Brother? That's Black Thing last name, same as that one.
I think she wants that.
Okay. I got to do that out of respect for Black Thing. They asked for the wiggle. They already asked, they on Facebook. Chris texting back with them on Facebook. They asked for the wiggle. So I will keep you updated, fellas. Y'all have a good
there
night.
Go.
Junior, thank you. And thank you for everybody for giving us our praise and props. And we most definitely appreciate
it, man. I mean, Squint, it's something that you guys, that's something that you guys have earned, brother. You guys are earning that, you know. And when you got you got people out here putting in work, man, you gotta give them their props, man. You know.
I'm trying to get a grudge racing award this year, man. Coming to the block.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna tell you this.
This my understanding. What's going on with some of that with regards to the awards? That ain't predetermined. You know, that's something that's gonna be decided by the racers. You know, ain't no committee of people. No, the racers. You guys are out there putting in work. You know who's doing what and who deserves what. And from the fake-ass motherfuckers all the way to the newcomers, you know, whoever earned it, that's who's going to get it, you know.
We got a lot of
guys out here that put in a lot of work, man. They going through trials and tribulations, and they need to get, you know, recognized for it, you know.
Right.
But I'm gonna close this out again. I appreciate everybody calling in. You know, y'all be safe, and hopefully I can see some of you guys this coming weekend, man.
All right, Junior.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night, man. All right now.